much about.
You got to put it in perspective.
This arrangement is pleasing to all.
Isn't it?
That's great.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Bean Dexter.
What?
Bean Dexter. That's what an Asperger's all about.
Listen, I went to my doctor. I've got a note. I suffer from a form of social autism. It's called Asperger's syndrome. It's very common, actually. I say and do things that are rude, awkward, inappropriate, but I don't realize that people will react poorly. And so that explains all the past behavior, and thank you for your time.
And now,
you have Asperger's.
Asperger's.
It's a serious disorder.
So serious, why don't they call it meningitis? Asperger.
Our feature presentation.
See, because it sounds like it's ASS.
Right.
B-U-R-G-E-R.
May as well be.
It's not that. It's A-S-P.
Not a good name.
Asperger's.
Right. It's not a good name at all.
Not a good name.
Would you admit it if it was a better name?
No.
That's a good question.
I don't have it.
What if it was a cool sounding name?
Yeah.
What if it was jetpackitis or something
yes.
like that?
Yes.
No, I don't have it. But
you
that's
don't
not
have
the
it.
Right. Hey, party people. Welcome on into another Kevin and Bean show, this time for a Wednesday. I had this story up ready to go yesterday. Then we got distracted, but I've been dying to tell you about the firefighter brigade in London that right. released their annual list of calls that they went out on throughout the year.
Oh, awesome. You mean like the ridiculous stuff people called for?
I mean like 3 different instances of firefighter/paramedics being called to remove rings from penises. That's what I mean.
Oh, the rings from the penises. Yes.
Man. Same guy?
No, not same guy. 3 different people. Now, how does that happen? What
mean
kind
a,
of ring?
You mean a ring like a that you wear in your finger?
It doesn't go into that kind of detail. I doubt it because only Psycho Mike could fit that ring on
that's
his penis.
That's what I'm thinking.
I mean, I assume it's the blank ring that people use.
Okay.
I assume for sexual activity.
Sure.
I assume so, but maybe we'd have to ask Ralph. I don't know anything about how those work, but it seems like if there's a way to put them on, there's a way to get them off. You know what I mean? Doesn't seem like that's the type of thing that could get stuck or
it
should.
It seems like handcuffs where you can't undo it.
Yeah,
no matter what.
So let's see what happened here. 10 firefighters, by the way, called to the most recent incident of a man who had a ring stuck on his penis. And that's probably about 9 more than he was hoping for.
Yeah, why?
I don't think he wanted to turn it into a thing.
Maybe he
they
did.
They were bored and they had nothing to do and they thought this would be pretty funny.
Maybe it was Fred Snyder and he was like, I want to get as many guys here as I can.
What do you want to bet, though, that the call came in and the guy who answered the phone said, all right, Ed, you head on over there and take the ring off. And the other guy said, oh, I want to go to that. Then somebody else said, oh, I'm with you.
Bored.
I don't leave it up.
Yeah.
All right. Let me see. That was 3 incidents of penis. 417 incidents altogether, not including fires, smoke, or car accidents. Okay? So these are other incidents where they had. Let's see. One man became stuck in a child's toy car in Kingston upon Thames.
A man stuck in a toy car.
Okay. Got into kids. Something sounds like something you'd do, Kevin. Oh, this could be fun. I'll get in the little kid's car. Then you get stuck in it. A youth got wedged in an ironing board. That was in Bromley.
Wedged
I don't even.
Ironing board.
I guess in the apparatus in the bottom half.
Yep.
Yep. Wow.
In Barking, Britain, a person got their finger stuck in a DVD player. Several children were attended to with toilet seats stuck on their heads.
All right. Those 36, are my people right there. That's 30, my group.
Yeah. How does that happen?
I
by
don't
the
know.
Way? 36 people. And by the way, does that happen with the toilet seat on the toilet? That's not what we're talking about here, right? You're not putting your torso into the toilet.
No, no, I don't think so.
Well, who has a toilet seat off a toilet?
3 people.
I guess so. Several children. Okay, that's toilet seats. 36 people had to be freed from handcuffs.
Sex play?
I assume.
All right.
The removal of rings from fingers. Now, you would imagine that would be very commonplace. People get a ring, their finger swells up, or they get fat or something like that, and they can't get the ring off. I think that's probably happened to everybody at one time or another, where you just can't get the ring off, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but you don't end up having to call everyone that I know, you know, could figure
it out
a way. Yeah. Put butter on it or something and smooth it out.
Or wait. you know, just wait until your swelling goes down or whatever.
Yeah.
That happened 160 times, according to the fire brigade last year. 160 different incidences of having to go to get a ring off of somebody's finger.
A lot of people in Britain are getting fat.
74 people had other objects removed. Doesn't say from where.
I want a full list of those.
And I think we know where they were removed from.
Sure.
133 people had become trapped in or under machinery or other objects. 14 people were impaled.
Oh, impaled.
Wow. That's
you know,
a lot.
We did that whole topic with our listeners, and we found out that virtually no one has not been impaled. Apparently, it's very, very common.
Yeah, we thought we'd get a call or two when we did that topic. We could have talked to people all day about getting
impaled. It was shocking.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, those are some of the highlights of the report. And they do it every year just to alert people to how easy it is for things like this to happen and that the incidents are time-consuming and take up the precious time for our crews who are then unavailable to attend other potentially life-threatening emergencies. So please, people, be careful. Don't get rings stuck on your unit.
That's a really kind way of saying stop being so dumb.
Yep, it sure is.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Right.
Right. Got some Miss Double D contestants coming in?
Yes, we do.
Love that. By the way, the pageant is Friday.
I know.
How crazy is that? It's this Friday. So if you can't come down there and meet us, you can watch it online. You can watch the entire thing uncut, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. You can watch it uncut at krock.com.
And you say uncut because producer Dave will be on stage, right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay.
That's what I mean by that. No, we're not going to cut away for commercials or anything else. We'll just,
oh, that's what you mean. Okay,
yeah, that's what it'd be, Jeff.
So all the boobs all the time.
Yes. Correct. We have Adam Carolla on the program.
Yeah.
This week in Rage. We have some more tickets for the 22nd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what game did we decide we're playing for that today? Do you remember, Kevin? I don't.
I think it was a title fight.
No.
Hardest game in the world.
That doesn't sound right. I think it was something.
What was it?
About Kevin.
Banjos.
Oh, does Kevin know?
Yeah!
Oh, the kids love it.
The kids don't love it.
They may,
but I don't. We also have... you've been tear gassed or pepper sprayed.
Well, who has it these days?
Apparently, well, everyone.
It's funny. This came. How did this come up yesterday or the day
it
before?
It came up because we were talking about the Walmart incident, the Black Friday incident, where the lady pepper sprayed other shoppers, and then a listener emailed and said, "Who hasn't been pepper sprayed? My mom pepper sprayed me when I was younger." And then we started talking about it. And then Dave came in. He'd been pepper sprayed. Kevin, I guess you've been tear gassed.
Yeah. Dave was tear gassed with me. When we go out, we get tear gassed.
That's how you know the party's on.
It's not a party until you get tear gassed. Yeah, but it seems like it's happened to everybody, so we're going to take some calls. Yep. Love that. We're going to tell you about sensitive beer mug.
Aww.
Poor beer mug.
Beer mug has another side besides the big oaf that I know?
Yes, and it's a sad little fella.
Aww.
It's a sad little baby.
That is amazing.
Wah, wah, wah. Can't wait to tell you about that. And... the return of Doto.
Yes!
He promised us an update if he went on a date with that lady that he met at the airport a couple of weeks
ago.
The lawyer, right? Who he was worried that made too much money and was too smart for him.
She's a lawyer, Kevin. I mean, she gave me her business card. Should I go out on a date with her?
We haven't spoken with him, Lisa, but apparently our sources tell us that they did, in fact, go on a date. Now, I don't know if they made it as fancy a place as the Olive Garden or the Macaroni Grill like he was planning. But they did go on the date, and we are dying to find out how it went.
Yes. I'd like to talk to her, frankly.
Me too.
For the real story.
Yeah.
But
but Dodo's good.
This is the one guy. I literally, and I know that this probably would not get good ratings, but from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., I could talk to Dodo. Just nonstop. He fascinates me so much.
You need to start hanging with him. You and Doe need to start going to Kings games together.
Let's not push it. When I go to a Kings game, I want to watch the game. When I'm with Doto, it's all about
what's happening out on the ice, Kevin and Bean?
Yeah, exactly. He would say to me. or you would call me Bean. One or the other. He never gets it right. So anyway, that's coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a break, and we will come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
It is indeed for Wednesday. Ralph Garman joins us in studio right now for our very first look at the Showbiz Beat on the new program. What's going on, dude?
Woo!
Wednesday.
How you living?
Wednesday.
Hump day, everybody.
Hump day, everybody.
All right.
Yeah.
Halfway through the week.
I got loaded last night.
Did you really?
Just to start
just,
the
just cause?
No, you're just at home and you say, you know what? Oh, I've been busy today and I just want to relax. I'm going to make myself a cocktail and kick back and watch a little television. And I just kept pouring them. Sometimes you just keep pouring them.
Once you get that first one down, it's a lot like, easier.
That was good. Now I'm gonna I'm just gonna refill this one just half,
just the taste.
And then there was new Pawn Stars, and new American Pickers.
Yeah.
Wow, I had a night of it.
And new Storage Wars.
Oh.
So now I'm stuck in front of the television for 3 hours, and I just keep pouring vodka in my glass. And next thing you know, I'm going to bed. I said, honey, I'm drunk. I'm going to bed drunk now. I have to get up in the morning.
I'd have to be drunk to watch those shows.
Oh, you're high. They're
the
best.
Redneck night, isn't it?
Terrible.
It is.
Oh.
Did you shoot at the TV at any
storage
point?
Storage Wars is awesome. Storage Wars is the best.
Look, I'm not into any show where they sit there and go, okay, how much is this worth? I hope it's worth $1,000. No, it's not. It's worth $200. Okay, I'll take $50. I'm not into that. It's just not fun.
What about, say, oh, what's this worth? A couple $100? No, that's worth about $8,000.
Right, once a season.
It happens every week
every
on
episode.
Storage
every
Wars.
Every single episode.
On Storage Wars, they go into these storage lockers, and they dig in there, and they find something amazing every episode. One of them, at least one of them does.
Have you guys
seen... It makes the whole thing worthwhile.
Have you guys seen Swamp People?
I've not seen Swamp People.
I've seen Swamp People.
No.
Did you see Swampsgiving?
I missed Swampsgiving.
On Thanksgiving.
No, I missed Swampsgiving.
These guys going out killing gators and fish and hunting.
See, that's not interesting to me.
Well, they're just, really?
Yeah, like I'm not going to tune in to see Lady Hoggers. I probably won't tune into that show over there on the History Channel or A&E or whatever they're, wherever it is.
Freaks.
Lady Hoggers, two women who go out to hunt down wild boar.
I'm in.
I'm not in.
You got me.
No, I'm not in. I'm not in.
You're
not
in because of killing the animals.
Because they kill a pig, right?
But you like to watch the crazy backwoods people.
I like backwoods people, but I'm much more interested in Storage Wars, that's for sure.
Oh,
and I'll tell you why, because you have a box in front, you have a beautiful jewel box in front of you, and anything in the world could be in it.
Right.
There could be dog poop in there, or there could be the Hope Diamond. You don't know, and that's what's fascinating.
Okay. And they
the
got
mystery
a great
of what's
cast
happening.
Of characters, but, and they open the door to the storage locker. You look in. You can't open any boxes. You can't dig in there. You just
I've
have to sight unseen decide what you're going to buy, and then they start auctioning. And
I've seen
there's
it.
One douchebag who's yep. In the back, he's an a-hole. Just when someone's going to win, just like going once, going up, yep. He'll go in the back and just burn the other guy when he's trying to buy
it right out from
yes,
underneath him.
It's awesome.
I want to ask Bean one question. How many times is the Hope Diamond in that thing?
Well, it hasn't happened, but
right.
it wasn't on the show, but recently that $1.5 million Superman comic that Ralph told us about
storage
was
locker.
In a storage locker.
Yep.
It was in a storage locker that somebody bought.
Yeah, boring.
You find a box of shrunken heads. Come on, real human heads.
If it was more of that, I'd be interested.
There's plenty of that kind of stuff.
I've watched, I don't know, 20 minutes straight. This is junk.
No, with Pawn Stars and Pickers, they find so much great stuff.
I sort of like Pawn Stars because the dad and the son and the son, his son, they all fight and hate each other.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, the old guy just hates everybody's an idiot.
Each other. So anyway, I'm hungover, but I'll do my best to power on through.
All right.
Turns out Charlize Theron is the greatest person in the world.
Agreed.
We got to get her in here to talk about her new movie, right?
Agreed.
Young adult.
She looks so good in it.
That movie looks awesome, and she looks so good in it, and she's such a great actress, and she's so lovely and wonderful and sweet.
There's nothing bad about her.
Producer Dave, get on that. Get her in here. I think it comes out on the 16th of December. It's right around the corner.
Oh. And apparently this young adult, this isn't one of these where she has a heart of gold but a rough exterior.
No.
Apparently she is just a bitch to the bone in
yeah.
it.
Yeah. She is the best person on the planet because she was driving through West Hollywood last week. And she spotted a garage sale. So she pulled over to nose around. It turned out the girls who were having the garage sale were two struggling actresses desperate to make rent. So they were selling off their belongings.
Their junk, yeah.
And so Charlize said, well, maybe I can help. You know, she didn't buy, you know, their paperbacks or a set of salad tongs or whatever. She reaches into her... Stop
yeah.
it!
A couple of struggling actresses.
That's
Charlize
right.
Theron pulls up.
I'll help you.
She reaches into her bra.
What? Hmm?
Reaches
yes.
into her bra.
I'm sorry, what?
And pulls out... Are you familiar with the chicken cutlets that the ladies use sometimes to make themselves look a little fuller upstairs?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
It's like a little foam sort of gelatinous, you know, thing you put in your bra there.
Right.
Yeah, it's a lie.
It's right. fake
it's
advertising.
It's not a lie. It enhances, makes the bosom look fuller.
Right.
So Charlize pulls hers out and autographs them each.
Okay.
And says, sell these. I bet you could sell these for something. Since they're mine and I just autographed them, bet you can get something for them that'll help you with your cause.
Huh.
And the girls were able to sell them for $1,000 each.
Wow.
Boom. There you go. There's your rent.
Got boarded.
How do you like her now?
Why is Charlize not on a movie set, but just in her real life driving around with chicken cutlets in her bra?
I was wondering that, too.
Maybe she
what
was
she that for?
Coming to or from some sort of
photo shoot or something that she needed those. But I'm just saying.
That's nice.
That's awesome. She's the best. Cool. Twihards are at it again.
Now what?
This was a bad idea. They should have known this when they started it. Apparently there is a bridal gown designer named Alfred Angelo. Okay. He's got a series of bridal boutiques.
Yes.
You know, they have these chains around the country where you go there and buy your wedding dresses.
Right.
And so they are featuring the replica of Bella's dress from Breaking Dawn Part 1.
Ah, yes.
The retail chain is complaining to anyone who will listen that they're being inundated by fans who are pretending to be brides. Calling up and saying, yes, I'm getting married in a couple months. Can I come down there and try on some dresses? And they come down there just so they can try on the Bella dress and take photos of themselves in the Bella dress.
Do they try to buy it or just take
a photo
of it?
No, they try it on because they can't afford it. It runs, I think, for like $800 or something. So they go in there and they just put it on and they take a photo of it of themselves in Bella's dress. And it's just they're being inundated with people coming down there just to try stuff on and never buy.
No way.
Waste their time.
No way they shouldn't have seen that coming.
I know. I mean, what are you thinking? Especially with these people.
Yep.
And you know, these women are never going to get married. There's no chance of them actually getting married, so they'll never really be able to get used to use that dress or buy it.
It's true.
And I'm surprised, frankly, it comes in the sizes that most Twihards I've seen rocking online or are sitting around wearing. So, but I feel bad for those people. By the way, since we're talking about it, Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 1 has now grossed more than $500 million globally.
Wow.
$508 million, to be exact. That's in less than 2 weeks, people.
Wow.
It reached $220 million in just 10 days in North America.
Her eyes turn red.
Stop it, spoiler. Guy who spoils.
Is there a way to spoil it? It's made $500 million.
That's true. Everyone's seen it. It's the only movie you can't spoil. Today's celebrity birthdays, Kelly Cuoco from The Big Bang Theory. That's a bunch of good right there.
That is a bunch of good.
She's 26 years old. Alicia Cuthbert from Happy Endings.
Some more good.
24. She's 29 years old today. Clay Aiken. Clay Aiken is 33.
Celebrity Apprentices today. Clay Aiken?
That's right. Sandra, oh my God,
oh,
what happened to her?
No.
41 years old today. Actor director Ben Stiller is 46. Billy Idol is 56 years old today. Guy hasn't aged since he was 31.
Yeah.
Looks exactly the same.
He's awesome.
Director Ridley Scott is 74 years old today, and legendary TV personality producer Dick Clark, who, of course, will be rocking this New Year's Eve again, I'm sure.
Oh, I hope so.
He is 82 years old today, and despite his stroke, he is still the consummate broadcaster.
This is what everybody's been waiting for.
Yeah, I can't wait for New Year's Eve.
Holy mackerel!
Holy mackerel! Can we hear his countdown from
last year's special? Let's do that next hour.
All right. Well, come on back for Dick Clark's New Year's Eve countdown. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Just want to get to Doto. That's all I care about. I just want to get to Doto.
I just want to be done with the Third Eye Blind song. What's happening over there? Do we look at what songs we're hitting play on?
I don't think so. I think that one just got slipped by.
Just a surprise to all of us.
Not to all of us, though, because then Omar said, does it make me lame if I like this? And we were like, yes. And that's when we realized we were playing it.
I had no idea. That's shocking to me. All right. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Wednesday. Yes, Doto on the way in a few minutes. The International Man of Mystery, the beautiful Lux, will be joining us just after the top of the 7 o'clock hour. She is one of the finalists for Miss Double December 2012. By the way, you can still plan on coming on down if you haven't thought about it yet. Friday, we are going to be in Fullerton at the Slide Bar. It is a free event, except for we are asking on behalf of the United States Marine Corps, and who can say no to them, and Toys for Tots, that you bring a new unwrapped toy. That is the price of admission this year. If you can't make it down there in person to see the ladies with your own eyes, you can watch online. We'll be streaming the entire event at KROQ.com, and we'll also, of course, be broadcasting live on the radio, too. All those details available at KROQ.com.
Type for the Afro line, 323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day. Any topic, including how much you love those of us on the show.
Beer mug, you make me miss Big Tad. That's how bad you suck.
That's pretty rough.
Wow.
I agree, though.
That's pretty rough. Hey, take it easy, Bean, because...
F you, Bean.
That may be the shortest Afro we've ever gotten. You think?
Yeah.
Here's a wonderful, wonderful song.
Thanksgiving poops outside my rectum.
Thanksgiving poop because of the turkey.
Yeah, we know how it works, sir.
This is a caller who was explaining why I was late on Monday.
Oh.
But this is Kevin from Kevin Binshaw's for Monday. And Thanksgiving Monday is not coming into work. And drinky, drinky.
How awesome is it that listeners are now doing the Kevin impression?
Oddly, that was pretty accurate.
That was close.
Yeah, Kevin, as the great Tom DeLonge once quoted, you can leave now. Oh, I'm a f***ing idiot. Never mind.
Okay, so now what's happened is he's completely forgotten what he's going to say.
Okay.
But does he hang up? Does he quit? No, this guy doesn't quit. There's no quit in this guy.
Oh, I know what it was. You can leave now and beat the traffic. We can stay here and beat your That didn't go as planned.
No, it didn't.
He did stay on.
He stuck with it, though,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
A lot of people are getting a little tired of the Occupy people, but that seems to be taken care of, as we told you a minute ago.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. So I did a little research over the weekend.
Oops, this is not that one. This is a guy who's doing some research on one of the... What have Bean's thoughts to live by?
Okay.
And it turns out that it is still rape, even if he yells surprise.
Sorry, Bean.
Oh,
come on.
Wow, even if he yells surprise. Day.
I thought that was the defense.
Nope.
Occupy my butthole. You guys are pissing me off. Occupy balls. Quit occupying. Unoccupy. Unoccupy everything.
All right.
Done.
Done. Thank you for the call. Apparently, Jillian Barbary, who is a local
newscast,
sort of
weather, sports.
Yeah, weather. She does a little bit of everything. She's on the Fox Good Day LA show.
Who knew she was a foreigner?
Jillian Barbary is so effing fake. She's being sworn in as a citizen today, and there's hundreds of people there, maybe 1,000. She's the only one crying. You know why? Because she's the only one with a camera on her. And why is she crying anyway? She's becoming a citizen today. Shouldn't we be crying?
That's a great point. What is, where's she from? Lisa, is she Cuba or something? Or Puerto Rico?
Who cares?
Maybe so. I'll have to do some research. I have
no
idea.
Wow. Don't need to do research. Every year, it's difficult. When we say, if you want to be Miss Double December, send in your picture, blah, blah, blah. It's difficult to go from that stage to, you need to be able to clear your schedule to come in on Friday. We're doing a live show. And then you need to come in the morning show and do... It's a lot to ask of somebody.
It is.
Invariably, somebody drops out. So we have a couple of backups. And this guy is not happy with the people who are dropping out.
What the f***, guys? It just seems like every year a Miss Double December contestant drops out. Are they that creeped out when they meet you guys? Do they just hear Bean? I'm Bean. And they can't understand Kevin with his BS. They're like, you have the best to make a move. Seriously, you guys are taking away one hot chick with your goddamn bull. There's only one way you can make up for this. Lisa May, put him on the glass. Put him on the glass.
Right. I have to make up for you, clowns?
You've been making up for us for a long time.
First of all, he's right. Lisa does need to put him on the glass. Second of all, Nelly, God bless her, the one who did drop out, never came in to meet us. We didn't even get to meet
right.
Nelly. So it had
yes.
nothing to do with us. It was something that was going on in her family that she had to attend to. And we'll miss her, and I hope she applies next year because she was quite lovely. And third of all, Jillian Barbary turns out to be Canadian, you guys.
What?
Would you have ever seen that coming?
Nope.
I knew there was a reason I didn't like her.
I can say no. We told apparently Psycho Mike has been Facebooking with Doto every day.
No kidding.
Every day.
We can't get a hold
correct.
Of him for weeks.
Correct. We're going to talk to him next in about 10 minutes. But Psycho Mike has started now calling the Afro line and reading the updates because he thinks they're very important.
Excellent.
And they need to be shared with us.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Michael Catwood. Mike, let's lunches. Hope is cool. Yeah. All right.
Let's lunches. Hope is cool. Hope
that's
is
our boy
cool,
Dale.
By the way. I think that's a good slogan. Hope is cool. And finally,
I'm singing Red Solo Cup for the last week. That's you guys.
I hear you. FS2.
You are welcome. And we're happy to play it for you again.
No,
that sounds like a request to me. It sounds like a request.
Oh, come on.
Worst song ever?
Yes.
Might be worst song ever.
Now, Red Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals.
Now, for those of you that don't know Toby Keith, real country artist,
Yeah, had this is not a joke.
Had a lot of number one hits. Mm-hmm. This song is doing really well in the country chart.
And you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. A Red Solo cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable. And unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac kiss my ass.
Sing it again on it.
Red Solo cup. I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
This song has started invading my life, by the way. We were having, you know how you play football on Thanksgiving Day?
Mm-hmm.
Turkey Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, oh, how do we make the end zone lines? And we're like, oh, use that red cup. I couldn't bring myself to say red solo cup. That's what it was.
We had a listener who emailed us who was at the Cure show the other night.
And
got lucky enough to go see the Cure.
Did they cover it?
They didn't cover the song. But they were drinking out of red solo cups on stage. And it almost ruined the show for her because all she could do was see those stupid cups up on the stage with the Cure and kept thinking about the song during it.
Once you hear this song, you notice those cups everywhere.
I never knew they were called red solo cups until this song.
Yeah, that's the brand, I think.
Yeah.
I'm sure the Warren Brothers, the guys who wrote this song, I'm sure they said, hey, this sounds commercial, let's put it out. But I would feel like I would be so embarrassed if I wrote this song that I would never want anyone to hear it.
Right, and then they would hand you a giant check and you would go, thank you very much.
Yeah. I love you, Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Yeehaw. Proceed to party.
Kristen.
Now, I really love how you're easy to stack, but I really hate how you're easy.
Now, you understand what's happening here is now he's singing to the cup.
Right, and sounding drunker and drunker the later he gets into the song.
Because when beer runs down in front of my back, well, that, my friends, is quite yucky. But I have to admit that the ladies get smitten, admiring how sharply my first name is written on you with a Sharpie when I get to hitting on them to help me get lucky.
Okay, so what he's doing now is he's saying girls love it when he's hitting on them because he writes his name on a red solo cup well.
Yeah.
I'm not making this up.
How is that a thing?
What's this?
Red solo cup. I fill you up. Let's have a party.
Yeah.
Let's have a party.
All right, we got Doto coming up next.
You red solo cup.
Enough or?
Yeah. Oh, that's plenty. Yeah, we're done. We got it. Lisa, I thought maybe you left because you couldn't stand the sexual attraction you feel when we get Doto on the phone.
That does happen.
Yeah, that is the problem, mm-hmm. but I have figured out a way to contain myself for this conversation.
Excellent. The international man of mystery, Kevin Bean listener Doto, who has been on our show on and off for about 15 years or so, is one of our very favorite people in the world, and we love to keep up with his fascinating life. He has so much going on, and since the last time we talked to Doe, I believe he went out on a date.
Yeah, remember last time we talked to him, he said he met a woman from China, lawyer from China, and that he ask her out because she made more money than him, and he's worried about that. Mm-hmm. Well, since I think he's asked her out and has gone out on the date.
Son of a gun.
I'm so excited. What a lucky lady she is. We welcome Doto back to the Kevin and Bean Show right now on K-Rock. Hey, Doe.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. How's it going? How was your holiday?
Very good. How about you?
Fine.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get together with family for Thanksgiving, Doe, or are you by yourself at a buffet somewhere?
Shut up, Bean. Of course our family,
Shut
Bean.
Up, Bean.
Yeah, Bean. That's the first time he's ever identified one of us correctly.
I know. Now, Doe, it seems
Yeah. I got to explain this to you. This is how it works, Kevin Bean.
Okay.
Can I explain how I did it?
Please.
Sure.
At first, I was just talking to my friends. I guess I was talking to Dave. Due to the fact that she's an attorney, she's a partner, and I was not very comfortable giving her or call or email her, and I say, you know what? Just beat it. I'm just going to make that call.
All right. Now, let me just recap for people that didn't hear it. You were afraid of two things. One, she made more money than you.
Yeah.
And two, you were afraid maybe she was smarter than you.
Yeah, and then after that, I kind of overlooked that. I say, what the hell?
Right? Good.
Right, Kevin Bean, I'm just going to do it and just get it done.
That's what you have to do. The worst that could happen is she says no, and you're still fine.
Yeah, before I did it, I thought that I'm going to assume that she's going to say no, and I was surprised. She said yes, so I guess we met at Starbucks on Monday.
Did you say you met at Starbucks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, wait. I thought this was the lady that you met at the airport in the airport lounge.
Yeah. I've called her law firm and said, can we meet for a cup of coffee?
Yeah. Oh, so, and then the date was at Starbucks. Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Now, what time?
After that, we went out to dinner.
What? Wow. That's... I was going to ask, what time of the day did you meet at Starbucks?
We met her about, I met her maybe about 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. Okay. And then, so then she's a lawyer, so of course she's got time off. So then she.
Of course, Kevin.
So then you just went right to dinner?
Yeah.
Where'd you take her?
We went to Arler Garden.
Yeah!
Oh, the Arler Garden!
Yeah.
Woo! She's so, I bet she was really impressed, though.
Yeah.
That's a nice place.
That's where Doe, and by the way, I love the Olive Garden too, but that's where Doe, that's Doe's A game right there.
Absolutely. Hey,
you know
yes, Doe.
You know what type of law she practiced, Kevin Bean? Have you ever heard of bankruptcy law? That's what she does.
Yes.
What? There's a such thing as bankruptcy law?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Doe, were you surprised when you called her at her office and said, "Hi, it's me, Doto. We met at the airport. Would you like to get together?" Were you surprised when she said yes?
I was surprised.
Okay.
And I said, "Do you still remember me? I met you in the lounge, and we kind of spoke about law. We kind of spoke about business." And she told me, "Yeah, I remember you."
Now, no one ever forgets Doto.
Let me just ask one follow up question that I should have asked last time and I forgot. When you said to us, "Is it possible that she makes between $500,000 and $1 million?" Let me ask first.
Yeah.
The reason you said that is because when you first met her, you asked, didn't you?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, but here's the deal. Like, what does she mean? She told me that any attorney that makes $500 to $1 million a year, she told me that what does it mean in a small law firm? It would be pretty rare. How come attorneys who make partner in a large multinational corporation law firm, then it's pretty common that they can make that kind of money, but in a small law firm, it could happen, but it's pretty slim.
It's exceptional. Okay. Well, what does that mean? That means if smaller firms don't pay as well, that's all. They don't get as much business. They don't, close the deal.
Yeah, because she told me that in a small firm, then they have to go out to get business.
Right.
In a large firm, business come to them.
Right. Is she a small firm or a large firm?
She told me that she worked in a small firm, about five, six attorneys.
All right.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about the date. So you guys went to Starbucks, and that gave you the opportunity to just get to know each other in an easy to get away format.
Yeah, of course, Bean.
Okay. And it went well enough that you said, "Hey, I'm having fun and I'm also hungry. Let's go get something to eat," right?
Yeah, Bean.
Now, why do you say it that way? Is that what happened?
I didn't say yeah, Bean. I didn't put it that way, Bean. I said after an hour of coffee, an hour and a half, I said after that, do you have plans? Are you going to do anything? She told me no. And I asked her, "Would you like to go out for dinner?" She said, "Yeah."
Sweet. Could you guys imagine Doto on a cup of coffee? Doto with caffeine. Remember when you used to yell all the time, Doto? We used to have to tell you to stop. Woo! Remember that?
It was the best. All right. So what did you guys talk about at dinner? I mean, this is, at this point, the date is going really well.
We were talking about trips, like travel, Kevin Bean.
Good. Something you know about and she knows about. Excellent.
And we were talking about food.
Food at
okay,
the Olive Garden.
That makes
Garden?
A lot of sense.
At the Olive Garden, or just food that you both love?
Food we both love, and we were talking about bankruptcy law, just in case if our man Lightning files for bankruptcy, Lightning can talk to her.
That's great news. I didn't know.
And he was on the verge. He was in trouble.
But I like that you're looking out for him.
That's cool. All right. So, Doe, you felt like it was going really, really well. When it got near the end, did you make plans to see each other again, or did you try to extend the date further into the evening, if you get my meaning?
Well, yeah, after dinner, she told me that she has to go because she has to work on some cases a little bit, and she told me that she can just see me maybe in a week or two.
Wow, so she's the one who said we can see each other again.
Yeah.
But you didn't try to say, "Hey, maybe we should go to my place or your place," or?
Well, Bean, Kevin, you want me to?
It's Kevin.
Well, that might be a little bit too aggressive at first, Bean, Kevin.
No, but I'm just asking how it went. Did you thought it was too aggressive, so you didn't say that?
Well, it didn't come to my head.
Oh, man, dope.
Our little boy is growing up,
no,
you guys.
No, Bean, but listen, how many second dates have you gone on?
That's a good point.
I mean, you got to really cash in when you get a shot. You know what I mean, Doe?
So what are you going to do? What are you going to do for your next date, Doe?
How about Las Vegas?
Yes.
What? That sounds perfect for a second
That's
date.
That's a great second date.
Like,
you know,
absolutely.
Like a three-day buffet there.
We talked a little bit about yesterday, Kevin, and me.
What
a
did
little
you?
Bit about Steven Seagal.
You did not talk about Steven Seagal.
We advised you not to stay away from that topic, Doe.
Yeah. But she does some martial arts, Kevin Bean, for a year or two.
Wait, she does martial arts?
A little bit.
So does she knows who he is?
Somewhat. It's kind of vague.
So no. Does she, so she has she ever seen any of his movies?
Nope.
Okay, so keep that in your back pocket. You could say, hey, if you're not doing anything next weekend, you can come over. We can watch the Steven Seagal movie.
Yes, Kevin.
Remember that.
Good idea.
No, that's good tip. Don't blow me off. I'm giving you good advice here.
Kevin got a woman to marry him. You should listen to him, Del. He's doing better than you are. Well, Del, I couldn't be happier. And you sound like you're in such a happy place right now, Del. It sounds like you're glad to be back in America and you're happy with your life. And it sounds like you got a young lady that may turn into something. It sounds like the world, you got the world on a string right now, my friend.
I think that's Bean's way of saying he's happy for you.
Yeah. Thanks, Bean.
Wow, it's odd that you wouldn't Del, respond
Del
to that.
Always gets depressed right at the end of every call. Have you guys ever noticed that?
Yes. No.
All right, we're kind of going out on a whimper now.
A little bit of one, yeah. All right, Doe, so it's not set, but she said maybe you could go out in a couple of weeks.
A week or two, yeah. All right.
And then are you going to hit on her then?
Probably.
Yeah, you need to make that happen.
All right, you don't need to push it.
No,
I think you're doing great
Doe,
the way you're doing.
Close. You need to be a closer.
All right, Doe, anything else you want to tell us before we hang up? Because we got to go.
No, that's okay. But Bean, when am I going to get married, Bean?
When is he going to get married? You wanted to go out on a high note. Here it is.
I don't know.
What would your guess be? No, we said you should try to have sex with her in 2 weeks, and you said I don't want to move too fast. Now you're asking when you're going to get married.
I don't know, Doe. You're just going to have to take it as it comes, my friend.
Doe, hey, let me get I'm just
okay.
saying.
Can't use the S word, though. You know
I'm
that,
sorry
right?
about that.
That's all right.
Okay. All right, Doe. We love you, man. Have a great week. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks, Kevin.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, he's the best. When am I going to get married? You should have just said never. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q at 6:53. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. If we have a second, Bean, you mind if I'd like to start Christmas early.
Oh.
What?
I'd like to
what's happening?
I'd like to give Ralph a gift.
Really?
You have a Christmas gift for me?
A Christmas gift for
Cool.
Ralph.
I haven't gotten your thing yet. You can't give me something.
Oh, he's got a package for you.
Thank you so much.
You're actually giving him a present right now on November 30th?
Merry Christmas, Ralph. You know how I like to get started early, Bean.
Yeah, that's what you're famous for.
Merry Christmas, Ralph.
Kevin's on Sky Mall Christmas Eve at 11:30. That's where Kevin goes.
From
Collins Street Bakery, it says.
This is a little something I had.
Corsicana, Texas, USA.
Wait a second.
Collins
this is
Street
the fruitcake that I sent to you, Kevin.
Comes in a big tin.
This was a gift from me to you.
It is a, looks like a fruitcake.
Why are you giving away the fruitcake that I sent to you?
Merry Christmas, Ralph. Like I hope you really enjoy that. And
fruitcake.
Can you actually carry that with both hands?
Damn, that is
very heavy.
Sure, with your friends?
What's that? That's a cake.
That's
a cake.
It's a brick.
That was something
I don't know
that
if
I bought
like a Christmas party or something.
Kevin.
Hey.
It's a brick with pecans on top.
Damn.
How dare you?
You enjoy that?
How dare you?
Hold on. He's walking over to the trash.
Oh, come on.
That's something I gave you.
I know, buddy. But,
something I gave you.
How dare you?
I'm not even going to fake interest enough to take it outside in the parking lot and throw it in the trash can.
It came in the mail yesterday, so I figured I'd start Christmas early. And
came in the mail today.
Got that
it's in the trash today.
So you could try some actual good fruitcake so you know what the hell you're talking about the next time you start bashing it.
Ralph just
what you making?
Fruitcake! Ralph just broke the counter over there with it.
So. I did knock some Formica off here.
What you making? Fruitcake!
So there you go. Merry Christmas, Ralph.
Thank you. Thank you, Kevin.
Start the holiday season early.
I appreciate it. The cockles of my heart are warm. And the heartles of my... Oh, no, never mind.
Bean's mad.
I'm sad is what I am.
Yeah, that's true. You are one of the saddest people I've ever met.
I told you. You said, I'm going to order you a good one. I said, don't do it. I will re-gift it to Ralph. Did I not?
At least try it.
Ralph, at least try it.
I'm not interested in trying it. This is between Paul and y'all. I am not getting in the middle of this little fruitcake battle between you two. Why don't you can fish it out of the trash? It comes in a protective tin, so I'm sure it's fine.
Listen, you've
eaten Chinese food out of the dumpster before, Kevin, so I'm sure you wouldn't mind picking the fruitcake out of the trash.
Worse.
Yeah, Eva Longoria, she's a good time.
Okay.
She divorced her husband, Tony Parker, because of his alleged cheating, but apparently she doesn't mind being the other woman.
Right. Oh, wow. What's this about?
According to Star Magazine, she's been having an affair with Lakers player Matt Barnes.
Really?
Well, look, you got to fill your free time during the lockout somehow, right?
That's true.
She sure loves those NBA players.
Has to be the NBA.
Matt was engaged to a basketball wife star Gloria Govan, the mother of his children.
Uh-oh.
But split with her a week after There was a photo of Matt and Eve at a fundraiser together on the internet. Apparently, that caused some ripples in their relationship, and now he has left her and is now with Eva, according to Star Magazine, which I choose to believe. Because it makes for a more interesting story than if it's not the case.
You choose to believe it or not, or we choose.
We choose. Daniel Craig, of all people, is lashing out at porn star Kim Kardashian.
Daniel Craig?
Yeah.
At Kim Kardashian?
He doesn't like the Kardashians.
Well, how is he even aware of them?
He's, he's 007. He should kill the Kardashians. What he should do, he should do some black ops stuff. Show up there and just, you know, put the old silencer on the Walther PPK and take care of business. They were asking him about television and the state of entertainment today, and he said he doesn't care for reality television because he says once you sell off your emotions, it's really gone. Your privacy and your life, if you make that fodder for television, once you're making money off of it, it sort of loses its significance, Daniel said in the interview.
That isn't good for you.
Look at the Kardashians. He said they're worth millions. And I don't think they were that badly off to begin with, but now look at them. You see that and you think, what? You mean all I have to do is behave like a effing idiot on television and you'll pay me millions?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Look at Jersey Shore.
He uses his example of how the fact you can be a star but still have a private life with his marriage to Rachel Weisz. They went away and got married and no one even knew about it until they announced it after the fact.
Not even his living girlfriend.
That's right. Nope.
That's how close to the vest he keeps
that's
things.
That's how he can keep his private life private. His girlfriend didn't know he was getting married, which is pretty cool.
Although she couldn't attend the wedding, so she probably got her feelings hurt.
She probably couldn't give them a gift of a fruitcake.
Yeah.
You guys fans of Alan Cumming?
Take color 20, by the way, if you want this fruitcake that's in the trash. Color 20.
Alan Cumming is a super talented actor.
He's very good.
You can see him every week on The Good Wife. He's been in a bunch of movies. He was in the X-Men movie. He is doing something fascinating. I don't think anyone's ever done it before. Alan Cumming is going to play every role in a production of Macbeth, the Shakespeare play Macbeth.
No kidding.
Every role.
Oh, yeah.
Every role. Now, I know you're not a Shakespeare guy, Kevin.
Not at all.
But Macbeth's a great play. It's got murder in it and intrigue and political backstabbing.
But aren't there other actors?
There are other actors.
I mean, are we all out?
But
people are calling for the fruitcake now.
Alan says he loves the play so much that he wanted to play all of the roles. He'll be doing a one-man production of Macbeth, starting in Scotland, and then it will go to New York, apparently. It'll be on Broadway. So,
will he wear the clump fat suit for some of them?
I think that's Richard, right?
That's Eddie Murphy with the clump movies. Where he plays every role, including the fat guys.
Oh.
Sorry. I was still thinking
of the clumps.
I was thinking clumps.
It's not my finest hour, this showbiz beat.
We're just saying if none of us got it.
And Elvis Costello.
Guilty.
He is not charged with anything. He is a cool dude.
He is a cool dude.
And he's always sort of been a rebel. Even from his beginning days, he was known as sort of like an outsider. And he even with success and age, he really hasn't lost his edge when it comes to that. And I respect that. Great story this week about the fact that they are now selling a box set of his musical works with a retail price of $225. It is called Return of the Spectacular Spinning Songbook. He would go out on tour with a giant wheel, and they would spin it, and that's what songs he would perform in concert the wheel landed on.
We should use that, the wheel.
Yeah, only we should do lame-ass animal voices with it.
Good. You're onto something.
The box set features three CDs, one vinyl record, a concert DVD, and a 40-page coffee table book.
Wow.
However, Elvis says the ensemble is a nice package. The price far exceeds the actual value.
Really? He's saying it's too expensive?
No, he is telling people, beyond saying it's too expensive, he is suggesting his fans steal the box set.
All right. He's really pissed.
Steal it.
At whoever priced that, isn't
okay.
He?
Fortunately, we at ElvisCostello.com find ourselves unable to recommend this lovely item for you as the price appears to be either a misprint or a satire. So he is suggesting that his fans just steal it.
You don't see that every day.
No, you don't. So
it is crazy expensive. As a guy who buys a lot of this sort of thing, it's way overpriced. Way overpriced.
But doesn't he have any say in it?
I guess not.
Wow.
All attempts to have that.
All of our attempts to have this number revised have been fruitless. But rather than detain you with tedious arguments about morality, panache, and bookkeeping, There are really bigger fish to fillet these days. We are taking the following unusual step, and that step on his website is to recommend that you steal the new box set.
All right.
Love it.
Beer mug, that's your job for the weekend.
I've got his permission. Elvis said I could have this. That's what I'm going to tell him over at Best Buy.
Good luck with that.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Kaley Cuoco. 26 years old. Leisha Cuthbert celebrates her 29 years on this planet. Clay Aiken, 33 today. Sandra, is 41 years old. Actor-director Ben Stiller turns 46. John Ashton, guitarist for Psychedelic Furs, is 54 years old. Billy Idol is 56. Ridley Scott turns 74. And producer, TV personality, legendary host of American Bandstand, and of course has spent many New Year's Eves with us, Dick Clark, celebrates his 82nd birthday today.
All right, let's count it down.
All right, 20, count it down.
20, 19, 16, 17, 9,
what?
12, 10, 4, 14.
Come on.
Happy New Year. 7, Dang. 6, Wait. 8,
you just said
11,
happy.
11, 11, 18,
did the ball 5, drop?
3, 2, 20.
20?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
That, how many birthdays?
Just sad.
Happy birthday, Dick. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Hang on. Let me get the...
Do you need some water?
What's happening? What's the problem? What's going on there, Kevin?
It dried out his throat. It's sort of like sawdust.
It's kind of like sawdust. Yeah. Let me get the sawdust out of my mouth. I'm sorry. I apologize.
You guys took the fruit cake out of the trash?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
And you tried some? This is quality fruit cake that I bought from Texas. What do you think?
Texas pecan cake.
This fruit cake is... What, 6 inches?
What you making?
Yeah.
Fruitcake.
And 100 pounds?
It weighs 100 pounds.
Fruitcake.
Because it has so much goodness in it.
Red dye number two. Green cherries. Green cherry two. It's fruitcake. Apparently,
and what'd you think? Is it the best fruitcake you ever had?
They didn't have enough room to put in moisture.
Come on. Why are you hating on...
How can it be so heavy without moisture?
How are you hating on America's Christmas dessert treat, fruitcake? Come on!
That is not a good treat.
How dare you?
It isn't.
You're just saying that.
I'm not.
It's delicious. Look at all the good stuff that's in it. How can it not be delicious?
I don't know. That's our question.
I swear to God, it must have cost you $100 to ship something that heavy.
All right, let's change topics to something you know about, Kevin, because clearly you're talking out of your ass when it comes to delicious desserts.
Sure.
Forget fruitcake for a moment. Let's turn our attention to pepper spray.
Which it would be my preference at this point.
Pepper spray has been in the news an awful lot lately because of two things. One is the Occupy movement. Lots of people being pepper sprayed all over the country because they refuse to, you know, move from Occupy Denver, Occupy San Francisco, L.A. this morning, or wherever they were. So the police go, well, I know how to get you to move. Let's put some delicious pepper spray in your face.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is Black Friday just happened, and there was an incident that got international attention that happened in Southern California, the Porter Ranch Walmart, where a lady decided that she was going to get closer to an item without the competition around by pepper spraying the other shoppers.
I got to tell you, I'd give her a 10 for effort.
Yeah, you bet. She came prepared.
She really thought this through. She
Do
knew.
You think did she take the pepper spray with her for that reason, or do you think she just always carries pepper spray just for self-defense?
I'll bet she took it with her.
I think she had it just for self-defense.
Well,
yeah.
She may, but yeah. I'll bet that was the plan.
Because she knew that the Black Friday crowds were going to be big.
Yeah, I'll bet that was the plan.
This is not a racial issue at all, Dave. All right, this is shoppers of all
Black
colors.
Friday. No. Black Friday is just that's what they call it.
I don't know why you're assuming. I haven't seen what color the people involved are.
All I know is she got the Xbox.
She did. She got it. So then we started talking about pepper spray and tear gas. And it seems like everyone in this room has had some type of experience with one or the other. And we can't be the only ones. I mean, let's face it. We were at the Democratic National Convention.
Yep.
Dave and I, because Rage Against the Machine was playing out in front of the Staples Center. And I didn't feel any rubber bullets. Maybe that's another topic.
Yeah.
But the tear gas, woo, boy, is that strong. Man,
now,
does that hurt.
Dave, you're Mexican, so you'll know. What's the difference between what pepper spray feels like and what tear gas feels like?
Well, the pepper spray burns the eyes, you know. And so when it hits your skin, it like gives you a rash and it just makes you tear up.
It's a little more temporary, too.
Yeah, whereas the tear gas, it just attacks your lungs and everything, your throat. It closes it up. It closes up your eyes. You know, it swells them up, and it just shuts you down.
It's hard
and
to breathe, yeah, and when you do breathe, it hurts. It feels like fire.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's not.
So, because it's gas, you know, and it's just, it just goes through your body and just shuts you down, and you stop really quick.
Now, we're gonna take calls from people who have either been pepper sprayed or tear gassed. We want to hear what the circumstances were that led you to be in that position to be pepper sprayed or tear gassed. 1-800-520-1067.
We shouldn't have to say this, but it can't be something you deserved. Okay? You know what I mean? Like, you can't be attacking somebody or whatever. It just has to be you were in the area. It happened to you. Like, I didn't deserve it at Pepper Spray the Bells.
No. You were rocking too hard, Kevin.
I was rocking too hard. That's true. That happened. And I think that was tear gas. And I mean, literally couldn't breathe for 15 minutes.
Tear gas is the one that they use in the military, right? I mean, that's a weapon of war,
that's
tear gas.
That's crowd control right there. That's if you need to disperse a crowd, that would make it happen. As soon as you hear those cans hitting the floor, you run because you don't want any of that.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, at the DMC, all I heard was clank, clank, and I was like, uh-oh, run.
Here is an email from Kevin to Be listener Rick, who says, this was back when I was a smart-ass teenager. My mom must have been drunk or something because I said something smart to her and pissed her off. Well, she got mad at me. She tried to kick me. I laughed, and I caught her foot. She told me to let go. I asked her what she was going to do if I didn't. By the way, this guy is taunting his mother at this point is what's happening.
Right.
The last thing I expected was to be blasted in the face with her keychain pepper spray. This is a mom who pepper sprayed her teenage son for horsing around, by the way.
What?
Come on. You know how teenagers are.
That's absurd. Pepper spray.
You know you've wanted to.
I also know after the Penn State incident that horseplay doesn't always mean what I think it means.
That's true.
It only hit one side of my face, but it burned like nothing else I've ever felt. I got up to go wash it off with water. It didn't help much. I couldn't sleep the whole night because it just would not stop burning. It took about 2 days to completely stop irritating my skin. The worst part is mom never apologized. Well, moms don't apologize to their kids. Come on.
Why would your mom pepper spray?
That's crazy extreme, though. That's abuse. I mean, to me, that's abuse.
I agree.
I mean, have you ever been at a club and someone starts a fight and then all of a sudden people start bringing out the pepper spray, you know? That happens.
Of course it happens.
So I'm sure it happened to other people.
Yeah.
Let's take one call real quick before the break at 1-800-520-1067. Anthony is going to get us going. I didn't even think about this, but punk rock shows.
Sure.
I bet tear gas and pepper spray, I bet that's what they use for, you know, the fights that break out all the time at shows like that. Anthony, welcome to the show, man. What happened?
Good morning, guys. I was in San Bernardino at the Orange Pavilion a couple years ago for the British invasion, and somebody ended up getting stabbed. And the cops came and started throwing pepper spray inside the auditorium. It's like a, much like a high school gym with a little stage, and it was enclosed. And we ended up running outside and getting stuck inside of a bathroom with the can of tear gas.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Dude. And what was that like?
And tear gas a lot worse than pepper spray.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, burning eyes, coughing. And we ended up having to wash our eyes out with Gatorade. That works really well.
It does.
Gatorade. Oh, that's a good tip.
The electrolytes. Come on.
Who knew?
You know, I didn't learn until Occupy Seattle got out of hand last weekend, and the cops pepper sprayed a bunch of kids. And the occupiers have milk on hand. They washed out their eyes with milk to help with the pepper spray. Yeah, apparently, that's very effective as well. So, all right, Anthony. Good times, man. Thanks for the call. 1-800-520-1067. Tear gas and pepper spray. That's our audience. We want to talk to you about that coming up next on the Kevin.
What an amazing number of people we have that have been pepper sprayed or tear gassed.
All.
to the advertisers who have been thinking about getting onto the Kevin and Bean Show, these are the people that you can reach. All right. Welcome. 1-800-520-1067 is our number. Where's the one you were telling me about? Kat, I guess on line 6 is going to get us going. You were pepper sprayed or tear gassed. I don't think we've ever done this topic, but both have been in the news quite a bit lately. Hi, Kat. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Thanks for hanging on. What happened?
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
I was actually in a moving car. I was a nanny, and I picked the kids up from school. I had a pepper spray keychain in my glove compartment.
Wait, were you driving?
I was driving.
Okay, good.
We were pulling into the neighborhood, and one of the kids reached into the glove compartment and said, "Oh, what's this?" And I reached towards them, literally yelling no, and he pushed the button.
Sweet.
And it exploded in the car, and I screeched into the driveway, and the kids and I just rolled out of the car onto the driveway.
Oh,
my God. How do you explain to the parents? I swear to God, it was your own kid.
Yeah, they laughed. They were like, they probably deserved it. But, not a good situation in the car.
Wow. Yeah, that's bad.
Fantastic. Were you driving when the spray went off?
Oh, yeah. I was moving, and I just reached for the parking brake and just rammed it up.
Sweet.
Yeah. You gotta. That's great. Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. Let's try Nick, by the way. He was pepper sprayed by the police. I don't think we've had one of those yet. Hi, Nick, on line 8. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, guys. What's up? Hi, Lisa May.
Hi there.
You were tear gassed by the police?
Yeah, me and my buddies finally got into this frat party because we weren't frat guys.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first time we got in, we were just standing around drinking, and all of a sudden everybody around us just starts coughing and choking. And it's just huge crowds of people. You can't move. And so we're just trying to breathe and looking at each other like, what the hell is going on? And so you just follow the crowd, and they just had us out there, and we were outside the house just coughing and wondering what was going on.
You didn't hear, like, the police show up or try to break up the party or anything?
Nothing.
They just said, so you know what? I'm really tired. I'm just going to toss in, a canister.
How about a heads up? Just ask us to leave, officer. Jeez.
No, we didn't even see like a fight or anything break out. We were just standing around minding our own business at 2 o'clock in the morning, and then all of a sudden we just start choking for no reason.
Sweet.
And we walked out, and we were like, thanks, officers. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it was a good first party.
Thanks for the call. Let's try Lorenzo, line 7. You guys ready for a prison riot story?
Oh, wow.
Absolutely. Hey, Lorenzo.
Hi, how you guys doing? Hi, Lisa May.
Hi there.
What were you in prison for?
Burglary.
All right.
Yeah. Well, I was sitting in the pod room where all the bunks are at. You know.
Yep.
And I was playing cards with my buddy, and all of a sudden it just starts going off. And these guys started fighting. It was two different guys from different races, and all of a sudden one jumped in, and as soon as it started, like 10 or 15 guys started going at it, and it just started escalating. And my buddy and I were playing cards, and we're watching from a distance. Maybe 25 feet, and all of a sudden the guards come in, and they're coming. They carry these big old like gun things, and attach them our little canisters.
Right, sure.
And they started shooting the pepper spray at everybody, and they must have fired so much that we could smell it from where we were at, and pretty soon the pod maybe about it holds like 30 guys, and. Basically, all of us were just started choking down.
Sweet.
And it started getting worse. That the cops started to spray everybody, and so I managed. Even though I was playing cards, I managed getting sprayed as well.
Hey, I'm just playing Go Fish over here.
I would imagine that they use pepper spray every single day in prison, don't they? I mean, it seems like that would be the way to always break up fights.
Hey, I've seen those maximum security prison shows, and maybe you know some of these people, Lorenzo. They're in solitary confinement 24/7, and they have to come out to exercise or something, and every single time they throw pee out or they lock themselves in, and they use pepper spray or tear gas on them every day.
If you're outside on the yard, and if something breaks out, they actually have towers where they have like sharpshooter guys, and they actually fire out beanbags.
Nice.
Unbelievable. Good times. Thanks so much for the call. Let me close with this email from Leroy, who writes in. Guys, first of all, I'm going to admit I'm not that smart. My friend and I set up a race. One of us would race barefoot on a pack of thumbtacks. The other would run after taking pepper spray to the face.
What?
By the way, this sounds like the type of life you had growing up, Kevin, where you just did dumb stuff all the time.
How old is he? That's my only question.
He doesn't say. The race quickly dissolved as both of us were screaming on the floor for our individual reasons. Afterwards, we learned a few things. One, don't run forward while spraying pepper spray. Two, don't stand downwind while filming. Three, wash your hands thoroughly before sexy time with your girlfriend.
Oh, no.
Thanks, guys. Leroy. Well done, my friend. Eventually, some of our Miss Double December contestants will be joining us on air, and we can continue to talk about the pageant that's happening live on Friday. Details at KROQ.com if you want to join us. And let me just, here's one more, a P.S. on the pepper spray topic, because this is fantastic.
Right.
Kyle writes to us, a friend of mine was drunk, reached into his girlfriend's purse, thought he was pulling out Bianca, sprayed himself in the mouth.
Sweet.
With pepper spray.
A little breath spray.
Threw up all over the car. The rest of us were crying out of pain and laughter. Can you imagine what that would be like? Pepper spray down your throat.
Yeah, that's the bad
that
breath spray.
Awesome.
Yeah,
this Bianca's gone bad, wow. I think. Is this a 7 ending?
All right, let's move along to our friend Beer Mug, who, as you know, we all hate.
Don't make fun of me, please. Hang on, so we have a theme song. This is not just Beer Mug. This, ladies and gentlemen,
is Sensitive Beer Mug.
I am Sensitive Mug, and your words hurt my soul. I am Sensitive Mug, when you call me an asshole. When you attack my radio persona, it makes me feel so all alone. I am Sensitive Mug. That's outrageous. It's not awesome. Yeah! Everybody has to love me.
Here's words hurt, people. Words hurt.
Here's the thing. Rule number one that you learn when you do this job is there are a lot of people out there who are unhappy and hate just anything.
Sure.
Hey. Yeah. B, there are a lot of people that aren't like me and find my sense of humor completely grating and horrible, and they hate that.
Yes,
and
sure.
They're fine. They're not angry at the world. They just don't have my sense of humor. So you learn quickly. There are a lot of people who hate you, and you just have to learn to go, well, what are you going
to
do?
There are people listening to the show who hate each of us. Each of us Correct. Have our haters.
Correct.
No yeah. way around it.
We
some
meet people
love you, some people hate you.
We meet people sometimes. One time, Bean and I were out, and they were like, hey, can you sign this? And I said, sure. And she's like, no, just Bean.
Yeah.
That happens. And you just go, well, all right. And that's the way it goes.
Look, I, at first.
Muggs is new.
I understood that concept at first.
You don't.
No, you never understood it.
I did.
What are you doing making fun of me, dude?
How did this all start? Was this the, you were talking to the World War II vet?
No. This was after my hard-hitting Harold and Kumar red carpet interviews.
Good time.
Okay. And the video was up on krock.com, and I was just perusing, and you know how you're never supposed to read the comments. Well, I did, and I just...
Do you understand you're never supposed to read the comments?
I never read the comments, ever.
How many times are people going to go, that was a great interview?
Yeah, no. It's never going to bust your balls. And even if you read the comments, you never respond to the comments.
Right, right.
That is the cardinal rule.
Hold on a second. Stop saying right, yes, yes, I know.
Because you didn't do any of this.
Right.
So I read the comment, and one in particular, I was having a bad day, I guess, and the guy who left the comment left a link to his blog. So I clicked on his blog, and I just wrote something just crazy,
yeah.
mad, and angry.
He got back at him by clicking on his blog and responding.
I am Sensitive Mug. Who are you to call someone not talented at what they do? I'm good.
And here's the other thing. There's no really defending. Like, you can't.
No, I know.
I mean,
you can't talk someone out of hating you.
And not to mention, those interviews were terrible.
I know.
Okay, so
understood.
So the hate is justified.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. You're not like Aaron Rodgers trying to tell a hater, hey, well, what about, I just won the Super Bowl and I'm still perfect this season.
I was getting angry at the fact that this guy was seriously thinking, like, I thought it was good. That's why I thought it was good. He was calling me garbage.
Yeah. I am Sensitive Mug.
Do not call him garbage.
He didn't realize that was your radio persona. Oh.
So then Muggs writes back, hey, dude, you don't know me. That Beer Muggs is just a persona that
maybe
I created.
Maybe we can meet up and you can see the real person I am. Beer Mug is just a radio persona. If not, it's all good.
He wrote,
I would like to suggest, A, you've created nothing. B,
true.
On air, off air, same dude.
Kevin, this is a finely crafted character
that
Jonathan portrays on the radio. He's invented the character.
Give out my real name, Ralph.
Oh, but your real name is the real you. Which you wanted this guy. You wanted to have coffee.
Let's
with
have him. Coffee and
I
sit down over some fruitcake.
I never said
Perhaps
let's get coffee.
You'll know the man who lives inside.
I never
you'll
said
know
let's
a Sensitive Mug.
Let's break bread.
Look, my interaction with him actually got through.
It went on for about 15 different emails.
We
didn't have time to read them.
You were practically dating at one point, Beer Mug.
Right. We became friends afterwards. Looking back in retrospect,
love me or hate me, you're obviously missing the point of, quote, Beer Mug's role on the Kevin and Bean Show. If they wanted an interviewer with the journalistic skills of Walter Cronkite, Good call. Good pull on that one.
How about someone alive?
A journalist that was popular 50 years ago. They would not have chosen me. So Muggs is trying to explain to him that that's what we want.
That's not his job.
Right.
Right.
That's not his role.
It's a performance. It's a character.
Look.
It's like Sir Pithington Smiley or something. He's just created a character out of whole cloth.
I just needed something to write down.
And your words hurt my soul.
To start a petition to call me garbage, you sound a little angry.
He started to put this a petition to get him fired.
Isn't this the guy that did the Facebook?
No, that's a whole other guy who
hates
him.
That's a whole other guy.
Didn't this guy start a petition too?
No, he proposed a petition.
Yeah. And you wanted to end up that in the bud.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I would look. I said,
at the time this was going on, did you get any advice from anyone on the Kevin and Bean show?
Yes.
What was the advice that they gave you?
Don't respond.
Yeah. Huh. Thanks for following.
How many times
that.
Did you hear that?
Probably 50.
When you call me an asshole, when you attack my radio persona.
A persona I've created to be on the radio.
It is the role that I play on the Kevin and Bean show.
That was stupid.
It's outrageous.
I was just trying to argue. I was just trying to.
That was effing BS.
I know.
Admit it.
I admit it. And I was trying to bring up just argumentative points. And those were the points I came up with. And I'm ashamed. Yes, looking back in retrospect, that was stupid to respond like that. We became good friends, I'll have you know.
And now you have coffee and stuff?
No, we don't have coffee.
Do you have talk?
No. But I'm going to go visit him in London.
It makes me feel so all alone.
That's not a rhyme, by the way, Ralph.
I am sensitive.
Persona and Alona. Of course it's a rhyme.
If it's one thing I've learned from this.
Yes.
This is the real me.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Okay.
As opposed to beer mug. This is not the character. This is the real. This is the man behind the character.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay.
As opposed to, and
so now we're talking to Jonathan.
Yeah. Yes.
It's like Johnny Depp when he plays Captain Jack Sparrow. He
loses himself.
Could not be further apart.
Yes, Jonathan. Ooh. Is there something you'd like to tell
the one thing I took away from my hard hitting interview with Matt Kemp?
Mm-hmm.
Haters just motivate us. That's it. So that's what I've come. Yeah. That's
you
what
might
I've
have
come.
Motivate you to write emails and cry like a bitch.
Okay.
Maybe you should have rhymed that as haters are motivators. You should have gone with that perhaps instead of this. They motivate us. I don't know. I'm just saying. Everybody, if you don't like
beer
mugs,
it's just my persona.
Feel free to email him. He will email each of you back 100 times if that's what it takes.
Nope.
That's outrageous. It's not awesome.
Not a lot of blondes in our finalists this year for Miss Double December 2012, but one of them, the beautiful Lux, is here and will be joining us right after the top of the hour. We'll get to know her, and you can go to krock.com right now and cast your vote who you'd like to see wear the crown for next year. First, though, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Today's blonde day, I think.
That's right.
Yeah,
a couple of them.
Two of them. How about that?
We're all blonded out.
I'll take two blondes. One cup. You know what I'm saying?
No. Two blondes for me, fine. Keep the cup.
Showbiz news. Poor porn star Kim Kardashian.
Oh, now what?
She's having a hard time, Kevin. People don't like her. She is having quite the pity party these days. She did an interview this week where she whined that she wanted to have six children just like her mom and dad.
Oh, dear God.
But she realizes now with her failed marriages and the fact she's getting older, she had to recalculate that number down to four.
She still wants four?
Yeah. She also said she's quickly realizing her dream may never happen because she's a hopeless romantic and she fantasizes about having the perfect relationship and that may just not be possible. I am sensitive, Kim.
She's also 31 years old.
Is she 12?
So I don't know how many kid years she has left in her, but the other thing is look how hot she is and she still can't keep a man. Doesn't that say to her what an awful person she must be?
Well, it's not like Chris Humphries ran away from her. She was the one who booted him.
Right, but I'm saying, I mean, the relationship would have worked out better, I think, if she were a better person.
Yes.
I don't think it was him.
I think that's true. Although they are
could have been both.
Chris Humphries is furious because he feels he's being edited into a TV villain.
Oh,
with the new season of Kim and Courtney Take New York. He believes that E is editing scenes in a way to make him look like an awful husband, an awful person.
in order to rehab Kim's image in people's eyes. If they make him the bad guy.
So they took any of the bad moments.
Poor Kim. She was such a hard time being married to that monster. No wonder she had to leave.
Wow. That would suck.
Footage in the season opener, apparently, was when he joked that Kim had gained weight from eating too much wedding cake. He exploded when he came home and found a naked male yoga instructor leading a class.
You know, I saw the tease for that on E! And he was completely naked. And that's odd.
And I also think if you come home and find a naked yoga instructor leading class in your house, that gives you a legitimate bitch.
I agree. That's what I'm saying. It was the strangest thing I've ever seen.
And apparently the episode also showed Chris Humphreys farting in her face.
Oh.
Oh, that's lovely.
Come on now. It's not lovely, but it's what all guys do.
She's lucky she didn't marry Mike Catherwood.
No, all guys don't do that, by the way, Kevin.
Oh, that is true. All guys do not.
But look, he's so tall, and she's so short.
That's true. That's true.
I'd say he could have just been walking past the couch.
That's right.
It
that's
could just true. Be logistics, people.
Oops.
I see no evidence of intent, Your Honor. Case dismissed. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Kelly Cuoco. From The Big Bang Theory. She's 26 years old. Alicia Cuthbert. From Happy Endings and from 24, 29 years old. Clay Aiken, where's your bell now? Oh, there it is. Clay Aiken is 33 years old today. Sandra, is 41 years old today. Ben Stiller, actor, director, 46 years old. Billy Idol turns 56. Ridley Scott, super talented director, is 74. And TV personality, producer, longtime host of American Bandstand, of course, then went on to host a $20,000 pyramid. And then every New Year's Eve, we spend time with him at Times Square when the big ball drops. Dick Clark, legendary Dick Clark.
Holy mackerel.
He's 82 years old today.
What did he say?
I believe it was holy mackerel.
Holy mackerel.
Holy mackerel.
Holy mackerel.
I haven't known what Dick Clark's been saying since 2005.
I'm going to kiss my wife now.
That's the saddest part of the whole show.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
How about a little less cowbell, a little more Miss Double December 2012? Latest contestant to join us in the studio, the beautiful Lux, ladies and gentlemen.
Here she comes. She's our Miss Double December. She's an angel, and just look at those cans. She's got big guns, baby. She's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my is hot.
Yowza, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah,
we're
holy
to be,
mackerel.
I know we're supposed to be impartial, but
voting is over. Did you say yowza?
No. I did.
Thank you, Rudy Valley. Where's your megaphone?
Hi, Lux. How are you?
Hi, Lux.
Hi, how are you guys?
You're spectacular, Lux.
Oh, thank you. You guys are too sorry
I
for being
I told late. You guys. I was like, she's an hour late. She's got to be hot.
Yeah.
It's the only way they like, can get away with
so
we don't care,
sorry.
Lux. It doesn't matter when you get here.
She was supposed to be here at 7:05. She just showed up.
Oh, my God. I wish I had taken my motorcycle here because traffic was
bike?
Insane. I do. I have a 600 Gixxer.
All right.
She does. Do you ever ride dressed like that?
I do, actually.
The voting has ended. Wait, lady, you can't high-five. You're the cameraman.
Lux is wearing a fishnet stockings with a garter and knee-high leather, black leather boots.
That's a good look if you're into that kind of thing.
Sure. Mark, she's 5'8 without the heels. She's just a big, tall, blonde bombshell. If you like that kind of thing.
Sure. If you could have one superpower, what would it be and why? She writes, it would be to teleport anywhere. I'd travel everywhere, and it'd be nice to cut out the driving, especially driving in California traffic.
See?
We could have used that superpower this morning.
I know.
And Lux, didn't you also oversleep last week when you were supposed to be here the first day?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
No. You missed the day last week completely, right?
No, I blew through like 4 or 5 alarms. Wow. Yeah, well, last week I worked at the LA Auto Show and we were working 12-hour days and I was my third day in. Mm. And then around the 12-hour days, I was doing photo shoots and the calendar shoot. So my body just... I gave up. So when I woke up and saw, I was like, oh my God, I called Dave. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. And I guess he did.
Yeah. You get away with a lot because you're hot though, right? You can pretty much just come and go when you please.
Oh, stop
no.
it. Of course that's true.
All right, let's meet Lux. She is a finalist for Miss Double December 2012. She's one of nine ladies who will be joining us on stage Friday. I can't stress enough, if you want to come on down, you still can. It's free. It's going to be at the beautiful Slide Bar Restaurant down there in Fullerton. They are great hosts to us every year. We just asked for a new unwrapped toy. The Marines will be there with Toys for Tots collecting toys. That's your price of admission. What do we need to know about Lux here, Ralph?
We need to know that Lux maybe should get a hotel down there in Fullerton the night before the competition.
Yeah, I already got it.
I believe that's
taken care of.
Just going to say, might want to be careful.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Lux is one of the few competitors who understood what we meant by describe yourself in 140 characters or less.
Oh my gosh.
She went way less.
That was like a tweet we were asking for, and people would write a page and a half about themselves. But Lux gave us, she's half Filipina, half Irish. Bundle of fun is what she is.
Half Filipino, half Irish.
That's a good combo right there.
It's a good mix.
Thank you.
If she were going to be a porn star, what would her made-up stage name be? Honeysuckle, she chose. Honeysuckle! See? Can't believe that hasn't been used already.
Yum.
And if she were to write an autobiography, what would the title be? She said, my name isn't Laura, damn it, the story of Lux. I'm taking it, Laura, is your given name, your birth name?
No, my birth name is Lauren, and whenever I introduce myself, people are like, oh, Laura, Lori. I'm like, no, it's not, and I've gotten that for years. So finally, Lux has been my nickname for years.
You got that when you started stripping?
No. No, it's actually from a book from The Virgin Suicides. One of the daughters in there is like a little hellion, and that's what I was to my mom. I'm surprised she didn't smother me when she had
She should have pepper sprayed you.
Yeah. Oh, I know. She should have. And I would have totally understood.
I deserve that, Mom. Thank you.
Tell me how you came to enter the competition this year.
Actually, a friend of mine told me about the competition, you know, Miss Double D. And I said, oh, I'm not Double D. You know, why would I enter? And he said, no, you should go do it.
We don't actually measure.
Yeah. You're close enough, by the way.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
You passed the eyeball test, as they say.
Right. Oh, my. Yeah. Yeah, so
you had not heard of it before? You weren't familiar with the Miss Double D?
No, no.
You're a big Mark and Brian fan? Is that what's happening here?
Yes. No, I listen to the show, but mostly because I don't really like commercials. I just download the songs that I like onto my iPod, and I rock with that.
You and the rest of the world. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We wouldn't listen if we didn't have to.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, we have to listen to each other.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Although you're here now, so that makes sense.
No, we don't have to.
Right.
We also have a talent portion, of course, for the pageant coming up on Friday. And we asked you if you were to perform in the talent show, what would your talent be? And you said you're a, first you said, is amateur competitive eating a talent?
Yes, is it?
No, sadly, it isn't.
But it depends on what you're eating.
Depends on what you're eating, yeah.
I've been in one before.
That's really? Right.
Yeah.
In an eating contest?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
What did you eat?
It was the White Rabbit food truck, their 6-pound burrito contest.
Uh-huh.
It has 6 tortillas, 2 pounds of meat, 6 scoops of garlic rice, and 12 slices of cheese.
It's a 6-pound burrito?
And it's 6 pounds.
What was the competition? Who can finish it first?
Yeah, well, whoever can finish it in about 30 minutes. Only 2 people have finished it ever.
Oh, really?
And so I said, oh, why not? You know, I like Filipino food, and man, this thing was...
Yeah.
Yeah, I videotaped the whole thing and put it up on my YouTube channel, and I barely cracked like a third of it. The guy next to me got sick.
Sweet. At least you didn't get sick.
Well, I know. Definitely... No, I stopped. I said, okay, you know, this is bad.
Goal
I need
number
to stop.
One, if I mean videotape, don't get sick.
We will not be doing that at the pageant. We won't be doing
that.
So, but you're a dancer, right?
Yes, yes. I am a dancer. I've been doing different types of dance since I was 7, trained and...
Stripping since you were 7?
Not stripping.
I know that's a long time,
she's a dancer.
Right?
What?
She's dance. She's a
that's
dancer.
That's what I said.
Not stripper. Dancer.
Oh. What's your main kind of dancing? What's your...
I do burlesque now.
Burlesque dancing.
Yeah, so close to stripping.
Burlesque is the next best thing to stripping.
It's the, what did you say, it was the tease of the strip tease.
He puts the tease in strip tease, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And
so
take the strip out of strip tease. And put
sure.
Yeah.
Sure, I really wanted to spell a long word instead because I'm nervous right now.
Yeah, but that's not going to work.
Yeah, no more spelling. We've already covered that.
You can't tell us that you can dance and then you want to spell.
I want to
And you brought those fish. Nets and those long black gloves and those boots.
Yeah, my opera gloves.
You're going to have to use those. So we're going to put you in the next room. We're going to put some music on, and we're going to film you in there, and then we'll be able to watch through the glass and
put them there.
Put them there.
Is that where we were going?
I think so. No other place else to go, really.
All right, can somebody escort Lexan over to where she
Dave's going to take her in there.
She'll hear the music.
Let me just say that Lightning from Karak.com is here. He is videotaping.
Follow
we will have this up
on
the website.
Go! Follow her!
Don't miss miss an opportunity to film her walking. Come on.
Really?
We'll be putting this up at krock.com here later on today. And, of course, we'll get a chance to hear it in a moment. And real quick, A, she has a YouTube channel. Let's not let that pass us by the way. Let's bookmark that.
Noted.
And B, while we're waiting for Lux to get set up, if you would like to win tickets for your choice of nights for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas Concert, your choice, night one or night two, you can call right now at 1-800-520-1067. We are looking for contestants to play Does Kevin Know. That's what's coming up next year on the Kevin and Bean
Show. Big those heels are, but she is like a blonde Amazon.
Yeah. 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 She's a gooder.
She's
hot and tall, if that's what you're saying.
She's got it going on, I'll tell you that much.
I told you, she's an hour late. She's got to be hot.
Yeah, oh, she's got a stool. She's got a stool.
All right, are we set up in the other room now? Can we hear some of this?
Are we ready? We good to go? Look, she's already perched.
I don't think we're going to hear anything because we're going to play the music from here. So we're just going to videotape. You'll have to go to the website to see what's going on.
All right, we're ready?
Are you ready?
Hit it.
Here we go.
Play-by-play there, Ralph.
She's peeling one of her long, silky gloves off, swinging it around. She just tossed it.
She doesn't need that glove.
No. She's peeling the other one off, swinging those hips. Oh, now she's working the stool with the head throwback thing. Oh, my goodness. She's teasing with her top there.
Yeah, you don't need that one. You don't need that.
No, you can.
Good, you don't need that.
Yeah, you can take that t-shirt right off.
See this as a crowd pleaser on Friday.
She has revealed a black bustier underneath her tank top that she was wearing.
Unfortunately, we're out of time.
Insane.
Unfortunately, we're out of time.
What? Out of time? Are you crazy?
We're out of time. We have to go.
She still has clothes on.
We have to go.
I have to go. I have to quit this stupid show. Like, work with Unix.
If you would like to vote, go to krock.com, and you'll be able to see
Lux,
this video.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lux.
And trust me when I tell you, you'll want to see the video.
Lux.
So go to krock.com.
Rhymes with
yes.
Bucks.
Right, it does rhyme with.
I miss Lux. I'm looking forward to this game and all, but I want Lux to come back in.
Yeah, you know what this game's called? Does Kevin Know? Does Kevin know when not to go to commercial break because she still wants to take off more clothing?
I didn't know she was going to take off more because you said it was
Burlesque. That's stripping, right.
So they don't take everything off.
No, but they take a lot off.
Yeah, but
Kevin, they take more off than you let her take off.
I know. Oh,
you don't know. That's the problem.
I know
Kevin
now,
doesn't know.
But I know now.
That's why we play this game, because you don't know.
I apologize.
1-800-520-1067. Your choice, night number one or night number two of the sold-out 22nd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas Concert. It's Does Kevin Know?
Sing it with Noah.
Does Kevin know? Does Kevin know? Well, there seems to be some doubt. Does Kevin know? Does Kevin know? I think it's time we all found out. Well, we know he has some knowledge, but it might be pretty small. He thinks he went to college, but he really can't recall. Does Kevin know? Does Kevin know? I think it's time we all found out.
Ralph, refresh my memory. How is Does Kevin Know played, please?
We will ask a series of questions of Kevin. All involving the Kevin and Bean Show. All involving recent Kevin and Bean shows and also pieces of Kevin's own personal life. All you need to do as the listener is to predict whether Kevin will or will not know the answer to the questions that we ask.
Now, the funny part and why everybody loves this is because it's all stuff that I should absolutely, without any doubt, know.
Well, that's a matter of opinion, I think, whether you should actually know it or not. Some people would say, yes, Kevin should know that.
But when I'm put on the spot, everything goes away.
Yeah.
My wife was begging me when I was writing these questions last night, begging me to see if Kevin knew the full names of both of his kids. But I didn't have the nerve to do it.
Full names?
Including the middle names.
I might have to go know with that.
One is Olivia. I know that.
No, that's mine.
What?
That's Ralph's kid. Daughter, Olivia. Oh. Yeah.
The beautiful thing about this game is it doesn't really matter whether Kevin knows or not. It's whether you correctly guess whether he will or not. And our advice to listeners is always guess no. Let's take contestant number one. This is going to be Denise. If you do match correctly with whether Kevin's able to answer the question or not, you go into the drawing to win your choice of acoustic Christmas tickets. Lisa, you'll keep track for us, right?
Yes.
All right. Let's say hi to Denise. Hello.
Hey, it's Dennis.
Dennis. So sorry.
Sorry, Dennis.
Nice job with the spelling on this one, Chip. All right,
so
Dennis.
What we're going to do, Dennis, is we're going to have Kevin turn down his headphones so he can't hear the question that we ask. And then we'll tell you what the question's going to be, and then you predict whether he will be able to answer correctly or not. Okay? Dennis?
Dennis, you don't have to turn down your headphones. You stay with us, okay? All right, is Kevin away? Is he gone? Can he no longer hear us?
Turn down Kevin's headphones, all right? He can no longer hear us. Bean, you're
fine. All right, question number one. Like many Americans, Kevin enjoyed the latest Harold and Kumar holiday movie over the Thanksgiving Day weekend. While he has praised actor Neil Patrick Harris's performance in the film, does Kevin know, Dennis, the names of the two lead actors who play Harold and Kumar? In other words, John Cho and Cal Penn, who have both been on the show many times, including most recently just last month. Will he be able to come up with Harold and Kumar's real names?
No, he won't.
I say no.
That's a good bet, Dennis.
I do too.
I agree with you.
I'm right there with you, even though we've had him on the show many, many times. All right, let's bring Kevin back into the mix.
All right, we'll bring Kevin's headphones back up. Kevin, can you hear us?
That's what's going through my head.
Kevin, here's your question. I know you went to see the Harold and Kumar movie over the weekend. We're all big fans of both Harold and Kumar. They've both been on the show many times before. What are the actors' real names?
John Cho.
That's one.
Yes.
And either Harold or Kumar. Who's the other way?
John Cho. Shoot.
John Cho and... I don't know.
Way to go, Dennis. Dennis said no. He would not be able to come up with John Cho and Cal Penn.
Those are the names we were looking for.
Of course!
Just on the show.
But they're I wasn't here when they were on the show. I was on vacation.
Oh, really?
Having said that, I should know, and I knew it, and that's frustrating. Okay. All right.
Dennis is right.
I believe you were on the show 2 months ago when Cal Penn was on to talk about his appearances on House, though.
That's very possible.
All right. So Dennis is in the drawing. Who's our next contestant?
Monique.
Hi, Monique.
Hi, Kevin Bean. Hi, Lisa May.
Hi there.
All right. Kevin is gone.
We'll turn Kevin's headphones down. You're free to speak, Bean.
Kevin hates politics and all politicians, but by now he must have heard about America's fascinating new womanizer businessman, Herman Cain. Until recently, he was leading the Republican field of candidates for president in next year's election. Does Kevin know the name of the national pizza chain that Herman Cain used to run as CEO? Will he be able to come up with the answer, Godfathers? What say you, Monique?
I say no.
You say no? This is the one I thought Kevin would come up with.
I kind of do, too. Really? We'll see.
We'll see, though.
You could be very wrong.
Yes.
It's been in the news a lot, but Kevin thinks watching the news is for losers, right?
Right.
Okay. All right, we'll bring him back in. Let's find out.
Okay. Bring Kevin back. Kevin, you hear us?
I can hear you.
Okay.
This is fun.
Herman Cain, as you know, is one of the leading contenders for Republican. Yes.
Yes.
But what pizza company did Herman Cain used to run?
What company? I hate politics so much. So I avoid all political. Oh, what?
Did I say that in the question, by the way? Kevin hates politics and all politicians.
That was actually
in the
question.
But will he have heard of what chain?
It's not Pizza Hut. You're right. It's not Pizza Hut.
Yes, I'm right.
We need to know what it is.
Oh,
not what it's not.
Godfathers?
Yes! I'm sorry, Monique said no.
Oh, I'm sorry, Monique. Now I feel bad when I know.
I predicted you would know that one.
Thanks for playing. All right, we got time for one more. Give me Richard, our final contestant on this edition of Does Kevin Know? Hi, Richard.
How's it going?
All right, let's turn down Kevin's headphones so we can't hear. Bean, you are free to speak.
One of Kevin's favorite TV shows, one of all of our favorite TV shows these days, is AMC's zombie smash, The Walking Dead. We all laughed when Robert Kirkman, the man who created the comic book the TV show is based on, came on our program, and Kevin could not for the life of him get his name right introducing or talking to him. We've had a lot of fun talking about that on the show. Well, we had Robert Kirkman on again recently at the beginning of the show's second season, but does Kevin know his name now? If we ask him who created The Walking Dead, will he be able to come up with the name Robert Kirkman?
Ooh, let's just go with no.
I think that's a good
That's the safest bet, Richard, always.
We've spent a lot of time making fun of him not knowing that name. Let's see if he still doesn't know. Right. Bring Kevin back.
Kevin, can you hear us?
Is this game almost over?
Almost.
It is almost
one more.
Over.
One more. You're 1-1 now.
All right.
We talked twice now on the Kevin and Bean Show to the comic book creator of The Walking Dead, Kevin. We've had a lot of fun with you, not knowing his name. Do you know his name today?
Such a good TV show. It's my favorite TV show right now.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a good one.
Shut up, Richard. Oh, man. I called him the wrong name in Vegas because I was drunk.
Yep.
And we've made fun of it many, many times since then.
Yep.
Oh, man.
What's his name?
The Walking Dead is...
Created by... That's the TV show, right? His name is, however...
Talked to him twice.
Sure did. Yep.
And then I saw him on Talking Dead. I was like, he's much younger than I thought.
Right.
And his name is...
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Richard.
That's where you come in.
Richard.
I would say...
Wait, hold on.
Richard!
Are you done? Well, no, it's a start.
That's all you got? I would say Ralph.
I don't know what that means. I don't know.
Time's up.
Time is up. Robert Kirkman is the man's name.
Of course that's his name. Yes.
All right. So we've got Dennis.
Shut up, Dennis.
Richard's doing his own show. I don't know what the hell's going on. Dennis was right. Richard was right. One of them wins their choice of acoustic 50, Christmas 50. Tickets. Who is it, Lisa?
It's Dennis.
First, our first contestant.
Dennis, congratulations.
Yes, hello?
Yes,
hello? Dennis, you won.
Thank you.
Do we want Dennis there?
I'm not sure.
I don't think there's anything we can do about it now.
Night one or night two?
Our new game, does Dennis know? I think we'll have to be playing that soon.
And thanks for playing.
Does Kevin know? Does Kevin know? Well, I think we all found out.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 8:42.
Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Wednesday. Adam Carolla joins us within a half an hour or so here on the show, and Ralph will be along with the Showbiz Beat, too. But first, did you know that Toys for Tots and the United States Marine Corps have been working together, Kevin, for 64 years?
Wow.
64 years the Marines have been collecting Toys for Tots, and we'll be doing it again this Friday down in Fullerton at the Slide Bar for the Miss Double December 2012 pageant. We're very excited to welcome back to the show a man who has helped us for the last 4 or 5 years or so, Mario Lopez from the United States Marines. Oh, this isn't the extra guy? I thought this was the extra guy.
It's not the guy that hosts Extra.
I'm very confused and very disappointed. Mario, welcome back to the show, my friend. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Very good, thank
you. Doing great. Now, 4 years in a row, I mean, I'm being told now, we've had you down there in Fullerton with us at the Slide Bar.
Yeah, that's correct.
Can't wait to see you on Friday.
Yeah, I can't wait to be there.
Oh, wait. What happened, Mario? I understand you're not going to be joining us this year. What's the deal?
Well, my battery's getting set to deploy. So we're doing some deployment operations this whole weekend. So,
but do they not understand it's Miss Double December?
I know. I've been going 4 years in a row, and I've actually had the opportunity to escort two winners for the past 2 years.
Right.
Wow.
So, you know, I'm hoping whoever takes my place up there this time can escort the winner up there as well.
Now, you're staff sergeant with the Marines. How long you been in?
I've been in about 10 years.
And have you been deployed previously?
I have. I've been deployed 3 times.
Where have you gone?
I've gone to Afghanistan. I've gone to Iraq.
Okay, so when the word comes, hey, you're being deployed again, Mario, what goes through your mind? I mean, is this a phone call you look forward to, a phone call you dread? How does it work?
Well, sometimes, you know, it depends on the family situation, but, you know, we never run for any deployment, so it's kind of up in the air, you know.
Do you know yet where you'll be going this time?
Yeah, we do. We're probably going to be heading out to
Hawaii,
Okinawa for now, and then looking to do some real life operations out there.
In Okinawa,
yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, could be worse, I guess. What's your experience been the 4 years you've been with us for the Miss Double D pageant? Is it like one of the most fun days you have all year?
Oh yeah, it's one of the best events that we have all year. You know, so we go out there, we eat some breakfast, and we get to look at some hot women.
There's that, sure. You know what? You know what else is also cool is that you know, we asked the listeners to bring down an unwrapped toy. It's Toys for Tatas, is what we're calling it, and as your price for admission. And there were a couple of years. I think it was 1 year where it was just pouring, and there were a bunch of people out in line because they couldn't get in.
Yep.
And all of those people kept bringing the toys. And they would drop off the toy and then go back to their car and leave.
They were so cool.
And I thought that was really amazingly cool because they couldn't get in. You'd think they'd be upset, but still they thought this is a worthy cause, so they dropped off the toys.
Right,
so,
right.
It was very cool. Tell us where these toys go.
What we do is we collect them here in the northern Orange County area, and we take them to a warehouse out in by Angel Stadium. And there we have all the charities come down and pick up toys for all their needy kids out there. We are actually a collaborative of Orange County. We collaborative with the fire department. We collaborative with the Orange County authorities out there, and with the social services.
How many people think Mario is making this up right now?
It does sound like he's winging it, doesn't it? It sounds like a guy who's never heard of the program before. Mario, for people who are not fortunate enough to be able to join us in Fullerton on Friday at the Slide Bar, and again, we do urge you to come on down and definitely bring the new unwrapped toy. You can get those details at KRock.com. This program is not only citywide, countywide, statewide, nationwide. It's everywhere. Where should people go if they have toys or would like to contribute to Toys for Tots and they're not with us on Friday?
Right. We have a lot of places out there. If you go to toysfortots.org and click on Northern Orange County, there's a list of all kinds of places. We're actually going to be doing a big event with Knott's Berry Farm again from the 4th through the 18th.
Mm-hmm.
They can actually take the a $20 toy there and get him for free.
Oh, cool. All right. Oh, that is a good deal. But even people who are living in Los Angeles County or out in San Bernardino or wherever, there's always a Toys for Tots operation near them, and everybody can contribute, right?
That's correct. All they got to do is go to toysfortots.org, select their city and their location, wherever they're at, and they can see all the places they can to drop off toys.
I'm so glad we had you on. I'm so glad we could promote the it's a great cause that you guys have every year, toysfortots.org. And I'm so sad you're not going to be with us Friday because I don't know if you heard, the girls are all topless this year for the Miss Double D pageant. We're doing something different.
Yeah, we just made that decision. Sorry, dude.
What a shame you're not going to be able to join us, Mario. Well, listen, Staff Sergeant, as always, thank you for coming on the air with us. Thanks for your service and good luck in this deployment. I hope we have you back here again safe real soon. All right, dude?
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mario.
106.7 KROQ, and it is 8:54. Adam Carolla comes up after the top of the hour with This Week in Rage here on the Kevin and Bean Show. And we have one more Miss Double December contestant to meet today. The beautiful Andrea is going to be joining us. That's on the way.
I'm pretty sure it's Megan.
I believe it's Megan.
Oh, is it Megan? I'm
pretty sure Megan's coming up next.
I'm really having trouble keeping
up. Script you're looking at there, B.
Just too many girls. Anyway, that's on the way here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat. What's going on?
That's Bean's problems.
Too many girls.
Too many girls.
Just too many women in his life.
Can't keep track of all of them.
Yeah, the Megan, by the way.
That's
a real deal over there.
Yeah, she is.
She's lounged out on the couch in the office reading a book. She's got that sexy librarian kind of thing going on, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
She can read. That's a first, I think, for Miss Double December.
I'm kidding. They've all been very smart girls. I heard from Melissa, former Miss Double December pageant winner Melissa earlier today. She will be joining us on Friday as well.
I think she lives down near there.
Yeah, it's always a thrill to see her.
One of my favorites. One of my famous Double Decembers.
Absolutely one of the best.
She was the one I did the Hawthorne Christmas Parade with.
Yes.
You remember. We drove in the back of a convertible together, waving to the throng.
Let's pick our least favorite.
Let's not. Let's all just assume we know who we're talking about.
I'm just saying, hundreds of thousands of people showed up at the Hawthorne Christmas Parade to see us there as the Grand Marshals, and it was very, very...
How about the girl that was pregnant?
Let's not get into that.
I love Veronica. Are you kidding me? Veronica is one of my favorites.
Yes. She was great. I know.
I still keep in touch with Veronica.
No.
Yeah. Every once in a while, I ask how Little Bean is doing. Absolutely.
I'm Bean. Remember me? East Miss Double December.
Not like that. Come on.
It's only like that with you.
It is Christmas time, and you know what I look forward to every year? It's the Killers Christmas song.
Yeah! I didn't know that.
I've never heard you talk about that.
Oh, you know, I usually put them on my Christmas cards when I send them out.
It's usually Bean.
Oh, that's right.
This is kind of
and
cool.
And he goes crazy because they put out a Christmas song every year.
Well, you know how Bean feels about Christmas music.
But 6 years in a row, they've come out with a Christmas song, usually December 1st. They're a day early this year. And it's very exciting to see what they're going to come up with because it's usually, something different.
So Bean won't let me rest unless I play you some Killers Christmas music in the Showbiz Beat because this new song has just been released. It is the annual Killers Christmas song.
I think Bean believes you're going to be a little surprised by their choice.
I'm sure Bean thinks I'm going to hate it. That's why he wants to play it, because he likes to make me suffer.
Yes. How dare you? That is correct. Here you go. The women folk look grubby, the boys look kind of cheap, to the leader guys yelling, hey, fellas, let's see a pee. You think it's a joke? I played the
Holy
wrong...
Holy crap.
You think I played the wrong clip to be funny?
You're jerking me around, right? You're playing more Toby Keith. This is the flip side of Red Solo Cup,
this
right?
This is the Killers.
No.
Christmas song.
No. Yeah. And the music started dying, and wailing through the hall, as a kind of
introduction to the Cowboys Christmas Ball. Oh. That happened.
Yay!
The Cowboys Christmas Ball.
That's it. Beans.
That's
love
their song
this year.
Really?
I downloaded it shortly after midnight on
my
own iTunes.
Is that a cover?
Yes. It's a famous song from the 1940s that's very popular in Texas. And the Killers have decided to cover that as their Christmas song to raise money to fight AIDS this year.
Listen, I'm no fan of AIDS.
I'll donate to AIDS.
But if I had to pick between AIDS and that song,
I'm not down with
that. I'd be hard-pressed. That's all I'm saying. It'd come down to a coin flip. The women folk look
lovely. The boys look kind of cheap. Wow.
Yeah.
New Killers.
I couldn't hate that any more than I do.
Yeah, he knew
They're not playing Almost a Christmas.
They're not. Chance,
are they? F the Killers. This is obviously their last Christmas song they're putting out because they're out.
They're out.
What do we got left? We got that 40s cowboy Christmas song.
We've been putting that off for 15 years.
That's all we have. That's the last thing left in the hopper. What do you say? All right, well, then this is the last one. The leader got to yelling, hey, fellas, let's hear.
Howard Fellers.
Nope.
I'm out.
Got to yelling. Anything that gets to yelling, no good can come from it.
Banjos, getting to yelling, and Fellers.
Nope.
Check, check, Ed, check.
Oh.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, Ralph.
Hated it.
I knew you would.
Hate it.
That was not good. All it's missing is a red Solo cup and an American boot up somebody's foreign ass. And the music started dying and wailing through the hall. Man, that's real.
Today's celebrity birthdays.
We're not making that up. We're the kind of introduction to the Cowboys Christmas ball. Christmas those Cowboys, ball. They have a Christmas ball that is not to be believed.
Oh.
They go off.
Yeah.
Legendary.
Usually involves hanging ornaments on sheep. Balls, you know, all kinds of ornaments they use, I'm sure.
Yes, they do.
Kaley Cuoco of The Big Bang Theory is 26 years old. Right? Alicia Cuthbert. Every time I say her name, I feel like I have a lisp. I feel like Petros Papadakis when I say her name.
Yeah, it's tough.
Alicia Cuthbert. She is in Happy Endings. She was, of course, Jack Bauer's daughter on 24 for many
That's
seasons.
Right.
29.
Did she have an ugly incident with a mountain lion one season? She had trapped in the hills of a mountain lion?
Right. I forgot about that.
Also in The Girl Next Door, by the way.
She had some bad days that...
she did.
That Jack Bauer's daughter. Yeah, she wasn't The Girl Next Door. She played a porn star, remember?
Yes, she did.
Clay Aiken, 31. Yeah, the only way that could be better is Clay Aiken recorded that song. That would be the perfect just mixture
probably
of hell.
Would be a little better.
Clayton's 33 years old today. Sandra, 41 years old. Ben Stiller, 46. Billy Idol, 56. Ridley Scott, producer and director, is 74. And Dick Clark, TV personality, producer, and, of course, your best friend on New Year's Eve. He's 82 years old.
All right, let's count it down.
All right, count it down.
11, 18, 11, 20. Happy New Year!
Oh, wow. It's maybe time to take Dick out of the booth.
That's what she said. I'm Ralph Garman. I love the show.
Another Miss Double December contestant 2012. Debbie will be joining us. Debbie in about 15 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show. That's probably not the right
name. It's not Debbie. Yeah. No, you don't have any current paperwork, do you, today?
I definitely need to
Megan
update
today.
That.
Megan is next.
Looking forward to Megan on the way. First, though, even more so, looking forward to the great Adam Carolla, who joins us on the phone, who has a hilarious travel agent who books him in the coldest places, the snowiest places in America during the month of December as he appears in Philadelphia tomorrow night, then on to Detroit, and then Chicago. Good planning there, Ace Man.
I heat it up with my blowtorch of comedy.
That's what it is. Adam Carolla, as you know, is the head comedian. He's the leader of the
podcast, yeah.
Most downloaded podcast in the world, courtesy of the Guinness Book of World Records.
And
you can go to adamcarolla.com for all things Adam. Right now, though, it's time for This Week in Rage.
It's time for This Week
in Rage.
Well, starting with number 3 and working our way down to number 1, although this time... 3.5 with that Smashing Pumpkin song. That song blew ass in 94. Do we still have to continue to be punished for that horrible song?
Apparently the answer to that is yes.
Oh, my God. Someone's got to hold down Weatherly and get that off the playlist. That is a horrifically bad
Look,
song.
Look, we're on your side, Adam. We're fighting that fight every single day, but no one listens to us
God,
either.
The killer in me's the killer. Shut up. Shut up. Oh, it's so bad. All right. Food trucks.
Food trucks.
I don't like it.
You don't like it.
what a surprise.
I'll tell you what. I worked construction for 15 years. That eating from the food truck story, that was my I had to hike in the snow for 20 miles to get to school story that I was saving for my kids. You understand that your daddy had to eat
off a
food truck. The pain, the humiliation. I had to stand in line and eat standing up. And so I'm going to tell my kids now, oh, yeah, you want to go to college. You don't want to end up like daddy eating off a food truck. And they're going to be like, was it the Kobe beef slider truck?
Yeah,
the red velvet cupcake truck.
Food trucks are good.
Yeah, food trucks. There's no good war stories. It used to be good. It used to be a good food truck story. Now, oh, geez, we get it. Little Lord Fauntleroy got to eat off the food truck. La-di-da. Yeah, we had to slum it in a restaurant. But you...
It is weird that it used to be something for poor people, and now the hipsters have come in and they've turned it into something desirable, apparently.
I know, and again, it's like, it'd be like if Vietnam was an amusement park all of a sudden. You got to go, I did three tours in Nam, and they were like, awesome, dude. You're so lucky. I had to go to college. It blew, man. I had a class before noon. It sucked. So I got no good stories for my kids about the food truck.
All right.
Number two, the Christmas tree this year. I want you to think about the kids. Couple things. Let's not go to IKEA or Home Depot and save $4. I know it's tempting, but those guys got enough money. I think IKEA and Home Depot and those places, they're doing fine. And then there's the guy who just sets up on the corner that you never knew was vacant.
Right.
Isn't that always a weird thing when you just one day you drive past a place that's filled with pumpkins or Christmas trees? You're like, what the hell went on that corner before?
Yeah, you can't remember for the life of you.
I thought there was an office building there. Did they tear it down to put up a Christmas tree line? Did they put the office back up? You can never figure out what the hell goes on there. And then you think to yourself, what does that guy do for the rest of the year? Answer, attempt to rape your children.
What are you talking about,
on the planet? He's got that weird little shack he's living in the back. He's nomadic. He's riding the rails. He's scary. The dude on the corner who sells the Christmas trees, okay. I don't trust that dude.
Okay. Where do we go to get our trees then? You've pretty much eliminated every
I'll
option.
Tell you where. You go to the church. Go to the church parking lot. The churches sell the trees. They got the volunteer guys out there, and the money all goes to, like, Africa to help the kids who are born without gums. You know what I'm talking about?
Or
cleft palate or
okay.
something.
Right.
The point is go to the church, give those guys the money. Those guys will spread it around.
That's
IKEA doesn't even need any money. And by the way, IKEA, Sweden, they don't have Christmas over there.
Well, of course they do.
When you Kristallnacht or something.
Now, well, they have a different word for it, but yeah, it's still Christmas.
Well, I'm going to look into that.
All right.
By the way, percentage of people who announce they're going to look into something and never look into it because they knew they were wrong when they were saying I'm going to look into it.
100%.
100%? I'm going to look into that, too, Kevin.
All right.
How about that?
All right.
And last but not least, number one, this Occupy LA thing, it's getting out of hand.
You're happy with it? Or
I'm not happy
with it. Not happy with it.
Well, okay. They do this thing where they're like, well, what are you going to do? There's no law in the books. You can't make them move. I mean, it's their right to be there. I had a car towed from in front of my house. I had my car towed from in front of my house because it was parked in the same spot for more than 72 hours. Try parking your car in the same spot just on the street in front of your house for more than 72 hours. It will get impounded.
You can't do that?
No. Your car, you physically have to, like, get in and drive it around the block and then park it again. That's so you don't abandon cars in front of your house or in front of someone else's house. We have a law for everything. I drained my swimming pool once, and the fire department came to my house and said, you need a permit to drain your swimming pool. Thankfully, it was too late, and the manatee survived. But the point is, we have a law for everything. We can't bulldoze some hippies. We don't have a law against just guys just defecating in pup tents. And no, don't bother with the pepper spray. Because this pepper spray is a welcome relief from all the hobo crap and patchouli oil that's floating around the place. I mean, you imagine how thick the air is with patchouli?
Yeah.
I mean, that pepper spray is a welcome. That's like a sight for sore eyes, pardon the pun. Like, oh, give me that pepper spray.
Hit me again with it.
I have a feeling you are a proud 1%er, though, Adam. I mean, you've long bragged about being an actual millionaire, right?
Yes, literally. Literally a millionaire. I say they can borrow my gold-plated bulldozer and bulldoze those hippies right to the bay. And also, by the way, a perfect application for my attack crows.
Your attack crows has been a great idea for years.
Go get the hippies. Anyone whose hair is longer than Ollie North, go get them.
The Adam Carolla website has been revamped at adamcarolla.com. You can get the official app available for iPhone and Android. Don't miss the great lineup of podcasts and live shows, including Anaheim, the City National Grove of Anaheim on December the 15th. Tickets on sale now. The great Adam Carolla, ladies and gentlemen, on the Kevin Bean Show. Thanks, Ace Man. Friday morning, we're in Fullerton for Miss Double December 2012. Ladies and gentlemen, 9 finalists. You can go to KROQ.com right now and cast your vote. The beautiful Megan joins us in studio right now. Hi, Megan.
Hey.
We have a winner. Thank you for voting.
It's all over. She's attractive.
Yeah.
And smart.
And nice.
And smart.
Yeah.
We don't want smart, do we? You've got a degree in journalism, right?
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
Yeah.
That takes some doing.
Ralph said he saw you reading. What's that about? You're too hot to read, and reading is for losers, right?
No, reading is awesome.
What were you reading?
I was reading Bill Maher's book.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Sense of humor and can read. Good. How about that?
How about that for a combo?
This is the first reader.
It's a killer combo.
Megan, I noticed from your online application that listeners can see at KROQ.com right now that you are from Wichita, Kansas. How long have you lived in Southern California?
5 years.
All right. And what'd you come out here for?
I came out here for a boyfriend.
Oh,
one of those.
How long did that last?
3 years.
It did?
Yeah.
Okay. I was
That's
not expecting
good.
That.
Yeah.
And now are you trying to make it an entertainment business, Kevin and Bean, like hot chicks do that come to L.A.?
No, I am not. I don't really know what I want to do yet. Is that bad?
No,
bad.
You've got all kinds of time in the world to figure it out. I still don't know what I want to do yet.
Yeah.
You just know it's not this.
That's right. I'm slowly learning what I don't want to do. After a dozen or so years, I figured out that I don't want to work with Kevin and Bean anymore.
How dare you, sir?
Now I'm screwed. Now I have no choice.
All right. What else caught your eye in her online entry form, Ralph?
Well, she said if she could have any superpower, we asked all the girls this on their application, what would it be and why? She said she'd like the superpower to have sex with Ryan Gosling. So I could have sex with Ryan Gosling, she added.
Yeah.
Wait, that's your only superpower is just to have sex with that one guy? Why wouldn't you say I could have sex with anyone I wanted in case someone else got
your eye? Because she wants Ryan Gosling, apparently.
I don't even really want Ryan Gosling that badly. I'm more of a Ryan Reynolds. I just thought it would be funny. But no one seems to think it is very funny. So.
No, it is funny.
It was funny until you spoiled it by explaining it.
My favorite answer by far is if you were a porn star, what would your made-up stage name be? She said Kim Kardashian.
That's funny.
That's already taken. So she said maybe Daddy Issues. Daddy Issues!
See?
That's funny and smart. You're funny and smart.
Thanks, guys.
Why did you want to be Miss Double December? Why did you think about entering?
Well, I really like radio. So my friends were like, you should do it. And I was like, all right. And I did. And then here I am.
Here you are.
Yeah.
What is it you like about radio?
I don't know. I just like listening to it. Yeah. And I didn't have a TV growing up. All I had was a radio and I'd always listen to it. And like, I call Loveline a lot with fake problems. And just, I love it.
Wait, you didn't have a TV growing up?
No, really strict family. My family.
Religious?
Yeah. Really religious.
Wow.
Do you have a TV now?
I do.
Do you watch it much? Or
I don't really.
You just grew up without it?
What were your parents afraid of that you would get if you watched television?
Well, they were afraid we wouldn't read a lot. And they were afraid... True. We would just see a lot of sex and violence.
Well, that's true.
Which is why you get a TV. Now, what did your strict religious Kansas parents think when you went out and got giant fake boobs?
They were really happy for me.
Were they? They throw a party? Very supportive? That's good.
Honey, show them to everyone.
Yeah. That's a quote from my dad. Yeah. Exactly. Thank you.
That's it. Put them on the glass, honey.
We're going to invite the neighbors over. Would you faint if you heard those words come out of your dad's mouth?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Now, we asked each of the contestants this year to describe themselves in 140 characters or less, which is fairly common way to communicate these days, thanks to Twitter. And I know you are on Twitter, Megan, but you wrote about 10,000 words.
Yes.
And it closes with, I want to be a double D girl and make my dad sad. Aww. So are we working out some of those dad E issues
exactly.
here today? Is that what's happening?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Make your dad sad.
Yeah. It was all just kind of
funny.
A joke.
Okay.
Yeah, but
you don't really want your dad to be sad.
No, I want my dad to be very happy and joyful.
Was there a problem when you decided to get the augmentation with your family?
You know what? My dad's a doctor, and he had his friend do them. I know it's really weird.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, he wanted you to have the best, I guess.
Yeah, I made like a really strong argument for it. And
he said, well, if you're going to do it, that's weird.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little hot. Creepy. It's a little hot.
Is it creepy?
It's not hot.
It's not. I mean, he knew I was going to do it.
Right.
So he just... Let me.
He's still trying to take care of you.
Yeah.
All right.
It's kind of
Megan,
sweet.
Have you given much thought to
Is he going to show up at any of our events?
If you become Miss Double December,
your dad or the surgeon?
We're all having fun.
Either. No.
At Acoustic Christmas, your dad's not going to show up and make sure everyone treats you right.
Okay, he's too sad to come.
He can't stop crying, so he's just sobbing in Kansas somewhere.
Oh, what kind of thought did you give to the final question on the questionnaire, which is the talent that you will be performing Friday in Fullerton? What ran through your mind?
She learned this from her dad.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Well, I actually didn't know I could actually do this. I just said I could stick my fist in my mouth, and then you guys called, and I was like, oh, no. But I actually found out that I can.
Oh, no, can I? And then you had to try and figure it out.
A hell of a thing to lie about.
I know. Well, I didn't think I was going to get chosen.
Why not? You're hot, and you have large breasts, and you
I don't know.
You seem to have all the qualifications.
It just...
Except you're a liar. We know that now.
I am a liar. Yeah, I'm sorry.
So you didn't know you could put your fist in your mouth, and it turns out that you could. What a happy coincidence.
I know.
Did you have to go into training or anything? Did you have to go to mouth stretching class or anything?
No, but I've been practicing.
Is there such a thing? Oh, yeah.
There's mouth stretching.
Yeah, the learning addicts.
Mm-hmm. Why do you know that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you perform it here for us today. We are videotaping to put this up at krock.com later on. And then, of course, I think this will be a crowd pleaser on Friday. I have a feeling in Fullerton the kids will love it.
While we're talking about Friday, she also adds that she's really good at hula hooping.
Oh.
I wonder if possibly we could combine the two.
Oh,
was that a lie, too?
No, that's a truth.
Okay.
I wonder
that's
if we could add
thing.
The hula hoop and I the like fist it. Gobbling at the same time. And then, you know, make a little bit more, you know, the presentation would be a little larger.
This thing takes, you know, like 1 second.
Right. So we can add a little theatrics to it.
Hula hoop it is. We'll do both.
We'll bring you a hula hoop, and you can do that while you're fisting your mouth.
Do you guys like the fist in the mouth thing? Is that kind of gross? Because I feel like it's not sexy like it should be. You
it's
know
gross.
I mean?
It works. Don't worry.
It's more it's more of a human oddity than it is sexy.
No,
I think.
Nope. Maybe for you,
Bean is wrong.
I would
all
let
right.
you put anything in your mouth.
All
I
right.
think with great pleasure.
Here is the beautiful Megan now on the Kevin and Bean Show, and this makes outstanding radio. This explains
don't care,
the Marconi.
Shut up. She's pulling off her rings. You don't want to lose a ring.
Go for it. Do it now.
Absolutely.
All right.
Here we go. Here's the fist. And there it is in the mouth, ladies and gentlemen. It is in the mouth. We have achieved mouth.
Oh, man. A single tear just rolled down my dad's cheek.
Well, we're happy to help make your dad sad.
Make sure to send this tape to her dad, just so she can find out his daughter's doing well in Los Angeles.
You can if you want to vote for Megan, and you should, go to krock.com right now. You can click right on her picture. You can see the bio. You can see additional pictures. And then within a couple of hours or so, you'll also see the video of her with her fist. So be sure to email that directly to her dad.
Yes.
And if you're coming down live on Friday to Fullerton, all the details are at krock.com. We just asked for a new unwrapped toy. The Marines will be there. It's our Toys for Tatas. Megan, thank you. We'll see you Friday.
Thank you.
106.7 KROQ is KROQ, and it is 20 minutes till 10 o'clock.
This might be a great time to mention, by the way, if you miss any part of the Kevin and Bean Show, you can hear the whole thing, or virtually all of it, at kevinandbean.com. You can stream it from there, or better, subscribe to our podcast through iTunes.
What you making? Fruitcake!
What you throwing away?
Fruitcake!
How dare you?
Candy cherries, red dye number two.
Sawdust, two. It's fruitcake!
What's in the garbage?
It's fruitcake!
Come on!
Pecans or walnuts, citrus peel, lots of stuff.
Tastes like drywall.
He's out already?
Lots of stuff.
Really? Come on now. Put a little work into it.
Add what you feel. Sticks of butter, cinnamon, molasses.
Oh, my God.
Lots of dark rum.
And some ass.
Artificial color. Artificial flavor.
Artificial everything.
If your family don't want it, give it to a neighbor. It's fruitcake.
Now, why would he say if your family don't want it, Bean? I wonder why he
would
say it.
Because he's playing off the stereotype that ignorant people have that fruitcake is bad. That's what he's doing.
We have to be ignorant if we don't like it.
Two of my friends here in this room tried your freaking fruitcake this morning, Bean, and both of them were nonplussed, to say the least.
I went to the fantastic Collins Street Bakery in Corsicana, Texas, where I buy my fruitcakes each year, and sent one to Kevin, which I thought was a very generous early Christmas gift. Kevin, without even opening the tin, gave it away to Ralph. Ralph, without even opening the tin, threw it in the trash.
Right.
That's what happened earlier today.
So Kevin fished it out of the trash, which he does with a lot of food.
That's true.
And tried it. And if you saw the look on their face, and then Lisa tried it, if you'd seen the look on their faces, you have known not a big winner.
There was a lot of nut.
Hating.
There was a lot of nut in that one, and a lot of sawdust.
You're just hating. That's what's going on.
Yeah, we're hating because
you
it
wouldn't.
Bad.
You wouldn't admit it if you loved
I would. Yes, I would.
You know I would.
Yes, I would. I mean, haters are motivators, Bean. You know that.
It just I have sucked all that. The moisture out of my mouth.
Bean, you have to. I see. I'm here's what I'm tired of. Is everybody goes? Oh, you just must be a hater. No, it's possible that it tastes bad.
Yes, that is possible.
Well, I've never had a bad product from that fruitcake company, so no, I'm surprised to hear.
No,
that.
Not the Corsica Bakery.
No, they're the best.
In Collins Street Bakery, you're right?
Corsica
and Bum Hump, Texas.
With our final look at the Showbiz Beat here on the Kevin and Bean Show for a Wednesday. What's going on?
This is something I always suspected, and now I insist that Fox Television do the right thing. DVR ratings. I don't know if you guys follow these or not. You get your Nielsen ratings.
I don't, but I hope they count.
They are starting to more and more.
Good.
Networks are starting to factor them in, and I always find it fascinating to watch the DVR ratings in juxtaposition to the Nielsen Live ratings, because I think there's a big difference, and it does matter. And it is not surprising that many of the shows that we love on Friday nights are the ones that lead in DVR ratings. Because people go out.
Right.
But they don't want to miss their favorite shows, so they set up their DVRs. And I'm very encouraged to see that Fringe is the number one.
Awesome.
And number one in the ratings for DVRs. The number one DVR rated show is Fringe, which is on Friday nights. And it is a great show, and I want Fox to renew it for many, many seasons. And so I hope they're listening.
Does that count in the normal rating, or is this just a side note?
This is separate. These ratings are separate from the regular ratings.
Well, that's
it. Certainly
me,
should count.
Yeah,
should
to me,
be
that's
no,
stupid because I'm going out of my way to set my DVR. And
unless
then
the argument is that if people DVR, they don't see any of the spots, and the whole reason these ratings exist is for advertisers.
I watch the commercials twice.
I do too.
I don't
sometimes I just watch the commercials. I fast forward through Fringe and just watch the commercials
because they're so good.
If you're listening, Fox. But I thought this was fascinating. The viewership in the 18 to 49 demographic, the coverage. Money demographic for advertisers.
Right.
Fringe doubles that viewership if you factor in the DVR ratings.
I wonder why they
so don't. Twice as many people are actually watching it than Nielsen would have you believe in that demographic.
You're telling me that it's possible that Nielsen is off by a little bit?
I'm saying it's possible. The other big ratings getters, Grimm, was second. A lot of people watching Grimm, again, Friday nights. House, Law & Order SVU, and Up All Night, the new comedy with Christina Applegate and Will Arnett. So, a little piece of information for you. Eva Longoria likes her basketball players.
That is amazing.
Players. Star Magazine reports that Eva, who divorced Tony Parker because of alleged cheating, has allegedly been having an affair with NBA star Matt Barnes.
Wow.
Of the Los Angeles Lakers. Matt was engaged to a woman named Gloria Govan, who is the mother of his children, but they split up a week after a picture of him and Eva at a fundraiser together hit the internet, apparently.
Yeah! Good boy!
Oops. Gloria Govan did not care for that so much. And now Eva and Tony are, excuse me, Eva and Matt are the item, so.
For now.
She likes him tall.
Now that the NBA is back, though, she's got her choice.
That's right. She can sit there in the front seats at the Lakers game and just say, give me that one, give me that one.
I'll take him third.
That's not brown rice.
That means nothing, beer mug. The Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn, Part 1. Congratulations.
Is it considered a disaster at the theaters? Or?
It is. It's one of the biggest failures in Hollywood history. Oh, no, wait a minute. It just topped $500 million in box office money. This is globally. This is around the world.
Half a billion.
That's $508 million so far.
Way to go, Lisa.
In less than 2 weeks.
Wow. They should make another one.
It's made $220 million just in North America in 10 days. It's only 12 movies in history of movies that have ever made that much money that quickly. So, congratulations.
Is it the worst of those 12? Have we seen the list?
I haven't seen the
it
list.
It might possibly be.
It's very possible. Chris Humphries is being painted out as a villain in the second season of Courtney and Kim Take New York, according to Humphries and his friends. Apparently, the plot is by E! Entertainment to edit the show to make him look as bad as possible so that people ease off on their hatred of porn star Kim Kardashian and her role in the end of their 72-day wedding.
Really? So they re-edit it with all the him being...
Put him in the worst possible light. People watch the show and say, oh, I can see why the marriage ended, because he was such a monster. In the first episode, people noticed that Chris was shown joking about Kim, that she had gained weight from eating too much wedding cake.
Ha ha ha! Oh, no, he didn't!
about Chris being furious when he came home to find a naked male yoga instructor leading a class.
They're tight.
And apparently also passed gas in Kim's face.
Oh, that's please. Racist.
That just makes me like him more.
What's the naked yoga instructor?
I didn't see the episode, so I can't really explain it to you, but apparently he came home and there was a naked male yoga instructor leading a class in his house.
They're tight.
Was she taking the class from the naked male yoga instructor?
I would imagine.
Did Chloe have a hand in it? Did she eat the male yoga instructor after the class was over?
She just closed before.
So many questions. And yet no interest in watching that show whatsoever. Today's celebrity birthdays: Kelly Cuoco of The Big Bang Theory is 26 years old. Alicia Cuthbert from Happy Endings and from 24.
Keep the ball going, please. Thank
29
you.
29 years old today. Clay Aiken's 33 years old today. I got a bell for him, too. There we go. Sandra, 41 years old today. Ben Stiller, actor-director, 46 years old. Billy Idol is 56. Ridley Scott, one of my favorite directors, 74 years old. And TV personality, producer, longtime host of game shows, American Bandstand, and always provides us with something to do on New Year's Eve when we're rocking with Dick Clark on Rockin' New Year's Eve, when we rock.
He's much rock now.
He is 82 years old today. Happy
birthday. They came to party, and they were disappointed.
They were not disappointed. Dick, happy
That's
birthday.
Kevin's job, by the way, when Dick Clark finally steps down, right?
Kevin could take over now, and we wouldn't miss a beat.
I mean, that would be the most seamless transition in entertainment history.
Can you imagine Kevin hosting a live show on New Year's Eve?
Dare you.
On television.
I think that would be great.
I would cancel all of my plans every year, and I would just sit home with a bucket of popcorn and a bottle of Jack next to me and just say, bring it home, Kevin.
Nothing would be better than seeing Ryan Seacrest down in Times Square throw it up to Kevin, and Kevin gets the instructions. All right, 90 seconds, ad lib.
We are here in Times Square, and all the people are in the watching the draw bop.
This is just the finely crafted character that I've created
for
the radio.
Is that your radio persona?
If you got to know me.
Well, let's get some coffee. Maybe I'll feel differently about you. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. Our final Miss Double D contestant will be in so that we can meet her. She can do her talent, and we'll put up the video. And then Friday morning is when we have the pageant, which you can watch online.
Looking forward to it.
Can't come down there.
Speaking of videos, Lux, who stopped by earlier today, who did the burlesque dance, and Kevin, remember, stopped her before she could take her top off, remember?
Genius move.
Brilliant. What a mistake that was.
That video is up now at KROQ.com. If you'd like to see, if you'd like to go and vote for her or whoever you like of the 9 finalists, they're all available for you at KROQ.com. But video from Lux just added, and of course, Megan, who was just in with the fist in the mouth, that video will be up in a little while, too.
Mr. Skin will be joining us tomorrow with the top 10 nude scenes of 2011.
Fantastic.
One of Bean's heroes. We have Dr. Drew on the program tomorrow. And we have tickets for the sold-out 22nd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas show. So you get to take your choice tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean.